Well, this is Carl and Linda Bott. Join us Monday through Friday from 7 to 9 a.m. for Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. On Monday, we welcome Enjoy the Store, Enjoy the Magazine. Let's find out what's happening in Northern California over the next month. Let's also talk about what happened in Annapolis, what caused this, and what happened to our media right after that. This and much more Monday right here at Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction with your personal protection tip of the day. Use technology to reinforce your home and make it undesirable for criminals. The use of alarms, cameras, lights, and reinforced door and window locks may go a long way towards helping a would-be thief make a better decision. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find a register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
The Dana Show.
Honestly, this is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoop-a-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Question, do I think that the Annapolis City cops, the county cops, and the Anne Arundel County Sheriff's Department saved people's lives yesterday? Without question. Without question.
How many shotgun shells and how much ammunition? Was there a bomb-making device also?
Yes. Okay, so what we found was more stuff to distract people and confuse people than it was to introduce casualties, if that makes sense, as far as devices. I'm gonna beg your indulgence and not answer that. I'll say this. The fellow was there to kill as many people as he could kill.
Were there any shots fired by law enforcement?
No, sir.
Were there any threats made yesterday?
I cannot answer that question. I have seen your colleagues post things. I have not gotten that feedback from my investigators yet. I got to be honest with you. They're hitting the point of diminishing returns on.
Just awful news. And of course, we're still following the story that we were on air and covered yesterday, the shooting that took place in Maryland at the Capitol Gazette paper. That's the latest press conference with that. And as the details come out about it, It's just even more awful. I'm Dana Lash. This is Friday, obviously, our program today at D Lash on Twitter, official Dana Lash on Facebook as well. And in looking at this, I'm very, because this individual, and he was already named in the media. Everybody already knows his name. I have a particular, I don't like, you know, saying the name over and over again of these particular murderers. They've been identified. This dude's been identified. We don't need to say his name anymore. Although I do think in this individual's case, it's a little bit different from the murderers that we've seen previously, because the dudes who murder people previously, they've wanted to be famous. They wanted to be famous murderers, and they wanted to live in infamy. They wanted to have a legend, and they all, and I cited the study where so many of them had really count. I mean, they looked up in a really messed up, bizarre fashion to Columbine, the murderers in Columbine, and all of this. This dude was a psychopath. This guy is a psychopath who was obsessed with a woman. And I have all of these court documents that came to light yesterday. He had multiple Twitter accounts. And I mean, he just crazy. This is what happened with this individual. And I'm going to get through all of the latest developments, because he's now been charged with 5 counts of murder. He had been initially And this was several years ago. This was back in, this was before 2011. This is how far back. He had, on Facebook, I believe it was, he had come across a woman with whom he went to school. And he reached out to contact her, and it went crazy from there. This dude was absolutely obsessed with her. Absolutely obsessed with her. And I'm looking at the court documents. He stalked her. He threatened her. I mean, all kinds of stuff. She had said when with the court case. And this was back in 2011. He had found this woman on Facebook, and she accepted his friend request because they went to the same high school, right? I mean, you just don't think that someone's going to be crazy. She didn't really remember him, so he sent pictures. She Googled him. She found out that they did go to the Arundel High School together. And I'm looking at the court documents here. It said he was having some problems, so she wrote back and tried to help, suggesting a counseling center. I just thought I was being friendly, she said. That sparked months of emails in which the murderer alternately asked for help, called her vulgar names, and told her to kill herself. He even contacted her company, the place where she worked, to try to get her fired. She stopped writing him back. She told him to stop, but he continued. And when she blocked him from seeing her Facebook page, he would then go and find things that she wrote on other people's pages and taunted her with it, attaching screenshots of the postings to his emails. She called police, and for months he stopped. And then he came back nastier than ever. And I want to make a point here because that's typically what happens. When you have these cases like this with these psychopaths who stalk women, they want when you do something legal about it, they freak out and they flip out, and then they come back at you worse than ever. I might know something about this, and that's all I can say. Legally, like literally all I can say. So this, I have a particular empathy with this woman. She called police. He stopped for months. He started again, nastier than ever. And he had not seen her in person since high school. They never met until they were in court, just and this was in 2011 when this was written, a couple of months ago. So then he pleaded guilty. At the time, he was 31 years old. I mean, so this is 8 years ago. He pled guilty in district court to a misdemeanor harassment charge. It was criminal harassment. The judge said his behavior was bizarre. He got a suspended 90-day jail sentence, and they put him on probation. And they told him to continue therapy, don't contact the victim. And the victim said she lived in safety, or lived in fear, rather. She lived in fear for her safety for months. I mean, he would tell her, go hang yourself, do all of this stuff. I mean, she said she was laid off in September, and she believes but can't prove that it was because of him. She's since gotten another job. She said when he came back at her, it was 10 times worse than before. His messages were rambling. It was just, and he was a federal employee. He worked for the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. And then this is where it gets the newspaper involved. So because he pled guilty to this charge, it made news, at least in Anne Arundel. And on July 23rd, 2012, a week before the expiration of the one-year statute on limitations, he filed his initial complaint. He charged the newspaper who wrote an article about the fact that he pled guilty to criminal harassment. He charged them with defamation. And this is where it went. So he transferred his fixation of this victim, the woman, he transferred this fixation of her to the Capital Gazette. He had obsessively stalked her. And by the way, she actually reached out to police. She said, quote, he is the next mass shooter, end quote. I have everything sitting in front of me here. She said he is the next mass shooter. She said that she lived in fear and slept with a gun. She even left town because this guy is such a nut job. So after they wrote about it, after the paper wrote about it, he transferred his fixation to the paper. And that's how the Capital Gazette came to be targeted. That is how. And apparently at one point, and I still have all of the documents and everything, the newspaper, because all they did was just, I mean, it's like one of those, you know, this is what's happening in your local court, right? It's not like they set out to target him. They didn't set out to target him. They wrote because it made news. Now, this is from the Wall Street Journal. Because then he began targeting the paper. He began targeting the newspaper as a result because they wrote this story about him. And the newspaper, they were actually, and according to the Wall Street Journal, the Capital Gazette staff were actually shown a photo of him years ago, and they said, look, if you ever see this guy, you need to call the police. You got to call the police if you see this guy, because he's a nut job. He's a psycho. They said, if you see him, you got to call police. The newspaper at the time, because the detective was assigned for the case, he spoke with the lawyer for the Capital Gazette, and the paper declined to pursue criminal charges. Now, I'm not blaming the newspaper for this at all. I actually understand the thinking around this. And again, I can't get too into it, but let me explain it to you this way. I think some people are raised with firearms and some are not. I have a friend who was born and raised in New York.
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Connor Sutton.
Friday Night Baseball here on the radio for the Reading Colt 45s taking on the Reading Ringtails. Both teams obviously local prospects as the Colt 45s come into tonight's game 11-9. They've won three straight after sweeping San Leandro Ports the last two nights, 10-4 on Wednesday and 13-1 last night. The Ringtails come into this game 10-5. They've won five straight contests. Remember, these two teams played early on in the year. Back on May 28th, the 45s won that game 13-6. Tonight's game is brought to you by Care Animal Hospital. At Care Animal Hospital, we treat your pets like the valued family members they are, located at 20 Hilltop Drive, Suite C. We'll give you the start lineups first for the visitors, the Reading Ringtails. It'll be Ryan Thomasy batting first, playing second base. Ronaldo Tejero is in center field batting second. Ryan Gamboa is the catcher batting third. Lorenzo Galaga is the shortstop, bats fourth. Jordan Taylor is at first base batting fifth. Chuck Matthew is in right, batting sixth. Brian Barrington is the designated hitter. He bats seventh. Dominic Tating is the left fielder, and he bats eighth. Mitch Menz is the third baseman, batting ninth. Jason Norderham is the starting pitcher for the Reading Ringtails. The starting pitcher for the Colt 45s here facing off against the Ringtails this evening is Paul Gallegos. Gallegos making his sixth appearance, just his first start of the year. As the first pitch is up high to the right-handed hitting Thomasy, and its first pitch time is 7:18. And it's high for a ball, 1-0. Left-handed pitcher from William Jessup University. He delivers the 1-0, is up high, 2-0. Gallegos comes into this game with a 4.33 ERA, 18 and two-thirds innings pitched. He's given up 20 hits, 9 earned runs. He struck out 9. This 2-0, up high and away, 3-0. So three straight balls to start the contest for Gallegos. Trying to battle back here against Ryan Thomasy. This pitch is on the outside half for a strike. And it's 3-1. Straight fastballs to begin tonight's contest for the Colt 45 starter as a left-hander delivers. This pitch is fouled straight back and out of play, and that'll load the count of 3-2. 45s last night with a dominating offensive performance. They got a fantastic pitching performance as well from their starter, James Humphrey, able to go six shutout innings. Here's a 3-2. This is lifted out towards right field down the line. Gozo going over. He will not be able to get it. It ends up behind him. It'll bounce off the wall. Thomas, he's going to be in the second with a double. And the first hit of the game is an extra base hit for the Reading Ringtails. Gozo leaped towards the wall, and it bounced about 5 feet behind him. Looked like he might have lost that one in the sun, but it'll be a double nonetheless. And now, quickly, Gallegos is going to have to work from the stretch here in this contest. That'll bring up Tejero. Surprise Gozo out, and Wright wasn't able to track that one down. Usually very, very good with the glove. Looked like, again, he just lost it in the sun. As Tejero, the right-handed hitter, will step in. With a runner on at second. First pitch is up high, 1-0. Defensive alignment here this evening for the Colt 45s, wearing their yellow vests, navy blue shirts, white lettering, and a white numbering, I should say, and navy blue lettering. Thomasy with a good lead. This 1-0 is also up high, 2-0. Zimmerman is in left field. Lane Pritchard is in center. Jake Gozo in right. Eric Carlson is at third base tonight. Lorenzo DeBrecht, man's shortstop. Mickey Meinhofer is at second. Mondo Rodriguez is the first baseman. Billy Plummer, the catcher behind the plate. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Inside part of the plate. Tejero went after it with a big cut and missed it. And it's 2-1. Tejero, back in that game in May, was 1-for-2 with a run scored in that 14-6 loss for the Ringtails. 2-1. This is hit foul straight back off the screen. 2-2. Gallegos, in two strike situations, is not afraid to reach back for a little something extra with a fastball. He also, a deceptive left-hander, can become very, very crafty with two strikes. Here's the 2-2. This pitch is fouled straight back again. That was an off-speed pitch that time. Tejero was a little bit out in front, and that drilled the top of a car out in foul ball territory in the parking lot. Yikes. 2-2. Thomas, he let out the ball game with a double. He's at second currently with nobody out here in the top of the first. Ringtails in the 45s here in game one of this two-game series. 2-2. That's also fouled straight back. Three consecutive foul balls here, and now the seventh pitch of the at-bat is coming up. Thomasy with a pretty good lead over at second. The wind blowing slightly tonight, more than it was last night this time, in from left center. The 2-2 is a breaking ball. Ring him up, strike three. And there's the first out of the contest tonight. Tejero thought that pitch was up and away, but that is the out to begin this ball game. Thomasy's on at second. Gamboa is going to be the batter, the catcher. He was 2-for-5 in that game back in May with a run scored, a couple strikeouts. Right-handed hitter right up on the plate, far up in the box. First pitch is a changeup. That's a strike, and it's 0-1. Outfield straight away, other than Lane Pritchard, who's playing over in left center just a tad. This pitch is hit foul back and out of play. That's headed for a car. 0-2. Pritchard in center is able to track down a lot of fly balls hit deep into the gap in the right center with such great speed, covers so much ground out in center. And Zimmerman and Gozo can also move. This 0-2 is a fastball up the ladder taken. 1-2. Zimmerman last night made a extremely nice play out in left field, diving to save a run. 1-2, breaking ball, got him swinging. That's the second out of the inning. So Gallegos, after giving up the leadoff double, works back-to-back strikeouts, holding Thomasy at second. And now here comes Lorenzo Galaga. Galaga will be at shortstop this evening for the Ringtails. Ringtails are coached by Paul Barrington and Chase Dillon. Infield back. This pitch is hit back towards the mound. Going to be a tough play. Meinhofer tours right. He's got it over towards second. Makes the throw. That is in time. And that will end the inning. A leadoff double, but Gallegos does a nice job working around it. He's held there. We'll head to the bottom half of the first. 45's coming up for the first time here on KCNR. 1460.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to historic Tiger Field. As the Reading Ringtails got a double, but weren't able to score in that top half of the first inning, as we head here into the bottom half, the starting pitcher tonight for the Reading Ringtails is the left-hander Jason Norderham, who formerly a minor league pitcher, 6'3", 220, 36-year-old out of Reading, California. As he will face off against the Colt 45s. We give you the starting lineups for 45s tonight. Lane Pritchard is the leadoff man, batting first in center field. Lorenzo Dobrecht bats second, plays short. Jake Gozo's in right, batting third. Mondo Rodriguez is the first baseman in the cleanup spot. Eric Carlson bats fifth, plays third base. And Mike Ciancio is the designated hitter, who bats sixth. Kobe Zimmerman is in left, batting seventh. Billy Plummer is the catcher, batting eighth. And Mickey Meinhofer bats ninth, playing second base. Lane Pritchard will come to the plate, who has been magnificent of late. He hit a home run last night. He's just been terrific out of that leadoff spot. Hitting now .312, 24 hits. That is tied with two other guys on the club for the best in the on the team. Five home runs, 14 runs driven in. Also has four triples and three doubles. So extra base power with good speed out of the leadoff spot. Good to see lefty action as Norderham will throw the first pitch, and it is a strike to Pritchard to begin Norderham's outing this evening. Infield about shaded halfway here to 0-1 as he goes around a bunt and has to get out of the way as it's up and in. 1-1. Pop-ups in the infield at this time of the day, really for the first through the third or four innings, are always tough because you're in and out of the shadows trying to track the ball. Not easy. 1-1. This is hit softly back towards the mound. Norderham gloves it and has it. He will throw to first for the first out of the bottom half of the first inning. So the one out and the base is empty. That'll bring up Lorenzo Dobrecht. Dobrecht had two home runs on Wednesday. Last night, however, was over. He's batting .279 with seven home runs and 38 runs driven in. Tied for the lead in home runs, has 17 more RBIs than anybody else on the team. Just a run producer, especially out of the two spot, is impressive. First pitch from Norderham is outside with a fastball 1-0. Jake Gozo's out on deck. Norderham working from the windup here in this first inning. 1-0 pitch. That's at the knees for a strike. It's 1-1. You know, more often than not nowadays, shouldn't say more often than not, but you're seeing it becoming more common where pitchers will start out of the stretch instead of using the windup. 1-1. This is hit foul back off the screen. 1-2, another fastball on the outside part of the plate. Defensive alignment for the Ringtails this evening. Tating is in left field. Tejeros in center. Matthew is in right. In the infield, Menz at third. Galaga at short. Thomasy at second. Taylor, the first baseman. 1-2. This is up high. 2-2. The catcher is Gamboa. Base is empty. One down for Lorenzo Dobrec. Colt 45 is on a three-game winning streak. The Ringtails on a five-game winning streak. So, obviously, one of those coming to an end here this evening. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Change up down in the dirt. He went after it. And that is the second out. That'll bring up Jake Gozo. Ringtail's probably looking for a little bit of revenge after that game in back in May. Gozo. Homered in the first inning last night, a two-run blast. First pitch as he fouls this one back, and that is in danger zone. Just misses a car, 0-1. Hit a two-run home run that would have been enough in the 13-1 victory. What a brilliant pitching performance from James Humphrey. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That's outside with a fastball, 1-1. Mondo Rodriguez would be next if Gozo can reach. Base is empty, two down here in the bottom of the first inning. 1-1. Just low. He checked his swing in time. 2-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Care Animal Hospital. At Care Animal Hospital, we treat your pets like the valued family members they are, located at 20 Hilltop Drive, Suite C. Nordrum getting the pitch from the catcher, now throws. This is outside. Another fastball, 3-1. This is where Jake Gozo will try to unload one here. Outfield pretty deep. Understanding the power of the big right-hander. 3-1. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Stayed away. And he tried to reach and go after it. And missed it. 3-2. Nordrum shakes off a couple pitches here. Now fires on 3-2. This is chopped slowly towards second base. Thomasy charges. It's going to be a tough play. He's got it. The throw across his body is not in time. And an infield single. And Jake Gozo will have the Colt 45's first game of the night. It's always nice when your third, really your power hitter, the third hitter in your lineup can run well. And Gozo can do just that as he reaches on a hit. Gozo, by the way, has been hitting .330. Has been red hot recently. And he continues to stay hot with a little soft ground ball chopper over the mound for a base hit. So that'll bring up Mondo Rodriguez. Rodriguez takes down low with a like an off-speed pitch there. 0-1. Or 1-0, excuse me. Gozo. Don't be surprised if he tries to take second here. Trying to get in scoring position for Mondo Rodriguez, where the Colt 45s might be able to take an early 1-0 lead. Big lead over at first. Slide step. This pitch is hit right at the shortstop. It's gloved by Galaga on a line, and that will end the inning. A sharply hit ball from Mondo Rodriguez. We will head to the second. One runner left on for the Colt 45s. It's nothing-nothing. Here on KCNR 1460.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Jordan Taylor's leadoff batter here in the top half of the sixth inning against Gallegos, who threw just 18 pitches in that first inning, gave up a leadoff double, a pair of strikeouts, and then a groundout to end the inning. Does a nice job of getting out of the danger. The first pitch is up and in to Taylor. Taylor, the left-handed hitter, as he takes down low, 2-0. Gallegos has been right around the strike zone on nearly every pitch. We haven't seen him miss badly yet. 2-0. This is hit hard into right field. That'll be a base hit. So a leadoff single for Taylor, but that's nothing new for Gallegos, who had to work around a leadoff double in the first inning. So that'll bring up Matthew. Chuck Matthew is the right fielder as the Ringtails again are in business here in the second with a leadoff hit. Infield will shift over into double play depth. Reminder, tonight's game is brought to you by, as this pitch is up high, Care Animal Hospital. We treat your pets like the valued family members they are, located at 20 Hilltop Drive, Suite C. Taylor with a pretty good lead over at first. He's not going anywhere as this pitch is fouled straight back. And it's 1-1. Really, really good crowd here tonight for a Friday night baseball between a couple of rivals. One and one. Breaking ball is up high, 2-1. This next pitch will be number 25 for Gallegos as he's ready on the come set on the 2-1. Throws. That's on the inside part of the plate for a strike. 2-2. Billy Plummer, the catcher behind the plate with a magnificent arm. And we'll see if tonight the Ringtails are going to try and test it. Well, Taylor, who's gotten a good lead over at first, just hasn't been able to get a good jump. 2-2. Breaking balls hit slowly towards third. Carlson charges. He's got it. He's going to go to first instead of second. And makes the play. Just hit too softly for the to go for the double play. So it's a ground out. And Taylor moves up to second here with one out. That'll bring up Brian Barrington. Designated hitter. And right-handed hitter will step in, looking to give the Ringtails the lead with a runner in scoring position. His first pitch is a strike inside part of the plate with a fastball, 0-1, getting ahead there. Tating is on deck. Gallegos with a long look down. Now coming set, looking back to the runner at second base. Here's an off-speed pitch, swung on a miss, and that's 0-2. In that game, back in May, Barrington had a double in that contest. It was 1-for-3. This pitch is chopped towards short. Going to be a tough play. DeBrecht's going to go to third with it. It is in time. Ooh, wow, that was close. That was a risky play from DeBrecht. If you end up not getting that out instead of going towards first, you risk a ground ball being able to give the Ringtails a lead. However, it works out in his favor. A very nice play from Lorenzo DeBrecht from the fielder's choice. And there's two down with Brian Barrington on his first. And that'll bring up Dominic Tating. First pitch is down and away, 1-0. With the ninth place hitter, Mitch Menz, the right-hand hitter on deck. Two down, a runner on first. This pitch is swung on a miss, 1-1. Chase Dillon, the third base coach for the Ringtails, didn't react all that quickly to the call of third, so from here it looked like it was close. This breaking ball is in the dirt. He checked his swing. He's going to appeal? Maybe not. He did not go around. 2-1. And it was right in front of Chase Dillon, the third base coach, so must have agreed. It was kind of a risky play from Taylor trying to go from second to third. You're already in scoring position. This is up high. 3-1. Kind of no reason to. Try and go to third there. If it was already would have been the second out. Three run from Gallegos. This is a strike. 3-2. And that will allow Barrington to get a head start at first. With a full count and two down. Three-two pitch. Just tapped foul. Still 3-2. Tating trying to battle here. Here's the full count offering. Swing and a miss. That'll end the inning. They leave Barrington on at first. We will head to the bottom of the second inning. It's nothing-nothing here on KCNR 1460.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
We enter the bottom of the second inning here from historic Tiger Field in downtown Reading. Connor Sutton here with you throughout this little four-game series we have here, the four straight games for the Colt 45's anyway. Ringtails in the Colt 45's, just a two-game series. This is game one here tonight as Eric Carlson will lead it off. Right-handed hitter, first pitch is outside, 1-0. Carlson, Ciancio, and Zimmerman here in the bottom of the second. Carlson coming into tonight's game, batting .348 and leads the club. This pitch is hit out towards right on the line. Matthew is there, and he makes the catch. It was nearly right at him, had to barely move, and that's the first out here in the bottom of the second. Tonight's game is brought to you by Care Animal Hospital. Care Animal Hospital, we treat your pets like the valued family members they are. located at 20 Hilltop Drive, Suite C. Mike Ciancio steps in. Ciancio last night had a very, very nice night. 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs, now hitting .273 on the year. First pitch to Ciancio is up high with a fastball, 1-0. 3-for-11 on the year with 4 RBIs. All 3 of those hits, as I mentioned, came last night, just appearing in his 4th game. Mid-season add for the Colt 45s. Here's the 1-0. This is hit on the ground, back up the middle, and into center field. A base hit, a one-out single for Mike Ciancio, who continues to swing a hot bat after last night's performance. So he is on at first with one down. That'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman. That was pitch number 20 from Norderham. Zimmerman and then Plummer will come out on deck. Norderham's going to step off the mound here. The third baseman, Menz, is going to come in on the grass. Infield now shifts into double play depth. Long lift for Norderham. This first pitch is outside. 1-0. One out. And one on here in the bottom of the second. 45s left the runner on at first in the last half inning. 1-0. This is down low. 2-0. Norderham, both left-handers tonight have gotten the runners at first to freeze on their moves. Timing left-handers is always not easy, and Norderham and Gallegos have both been very, very good at it this evening. 2-0. That's a strike. 2-1. Look to be just at the top of the zone on the outside part of the plate. 2-1. Pitch. This is down low, maybe a little bit inside. 3-1. So Zimmerman now in a good spot. Zimmerman, by the way, has pretty good power. 247 hitter. He's got 9 extra base hits on the year. 2 of those have been big flies. So he has the possibility to score this run from first. This 3-1 is chopped slowly towards short and third. Charging is Menz. He's got it. The throw to first is in time. And that's the second out. Ciancio moves up to second. Almost an identical play that we saw in the last half inning where Eric Carlson, the 45's third baseman, had a charge on a chopper to him and only play was to first. 2 down. That'll bring up Billy Plummer. Gamboa's going to come out and talk to Norderham here before we have this next at bat. 25 pitches for Norderham. Plummer, right-handed hitter, hitting .308, 8 hits and 26 at-bats, up above 6 feet for a catcher. Not that often do you see that. Steps to the plate, looking to give the Colt 45s the lead here in the second. First pitch off the outside part of the plate with a fastball, 1-0. Lefty on righty here. Plummer caught on Wednesday's game, the 10-4 victory. Good lead for Ciancio at second, not being held on. Thought about going into a walking lead, the 1-0. And I believe time was called. It was on by Plummer. Norderham threw home anyway. The home plate umpire granted time by saying time instead of putting his arms up, and by the time Norderham turned back around after looking at the runner at second, he did not see hands up. Nordstrom coming set here. Looks back. Now here's the 1-0. Wow, that's a strike. That looked high from here. 1-1. But the high strikes have been getting called so far early in this game, though. So Plummer, who is the catcher, has got to be aware of that and maybe use that to his advantage on the defensive side. One one, outside and probably a little bit up. 2-1. Ciancio at second is now Menz at the third base and is going to come in and talk to Nordstrom. Just a quick chat. Outfield straight away. Is Ciancio, the runner on second, surveys the outfield to see if he's going to be able to score on a single to the outfield. The 2-1 pitch. That's outside. 3-1. Mickey Meinhofer would be next. There is an open bag over at first. If Nordstrom wants to use it and face Meinhofer instead. Up high, ball four. So Plummer will reach on the walk, and that'll be first and second. Two down, for Mickey Meinhofer. Meinhofer was 2-for-4 last night with an RBI and 2 runs scored. Or check that. That's what he did against the Ringtails back in May. Last night, Meinhofer had the night off. Until he came in a pinch hit spot in the eighth inning, and was 1-for-1 with his run scored, batting .211 on the year. First pitch to Meinhofer is off speed, but it's down in the dirt outside 1-0. Top of the order is on deck. Lane Pritchard is who the 45s want to get to the plate here in the second. Ciancio, the runner at second. Plummer on at first, 2 down. Still nothing here in the bottom of the inning number 2. 1-0 pitch. Outside, 2-0. And now the catcher, Gambo, is going to go out and calm down his pitcher. Just trying to give a little bit of a break here and let him regroup. Tomorrow night, these two teams will be back at it, 7:15, for the finale of this two-game series, and then no game Sunday. And the 45s are back at it on Tuesday for the first of 6 straight at home. Meinhofer now stepping back in, 2-0. Nordstrom looking to get out of this jam here in the second. 2-0. That's on the outside corner for a strike, 2-1. A hit and a walk in the inning. Ciancio bounced one back up the middle with 1 out. Advance on a fielder's choice and then a walk. 2-1. This is chopped back towards the middle. Tough play. Thomas, he's got it. He'll just step on the bag at second, and that will end the inning. 2 runners left on in the bottom half for the Colt 45s. We head to the third. It's nothing-nothing on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
I am Dan, owner of Dan's Optical Lab. For years, I've made prescription eyewear for other eye doctors throughout the North State. Now I'm opening my lab directly to the public. You can purchase the highest quality in prescription eyewear directly from the lab. That means you get it faster and you get it for less. I don't just sell prescription eyewear, I make it. And because I do, I have to know more about the lens materials, designs, and frames that are available. If you want the highest quality in prescription eyewear, then go where the doctors go, Dan's Optical Lab, faster for less.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Third inning here at historic Tiger Field as Connor Sutton is with you throughout this contest here tonight. Batter here to lead off. The top of the third is Mitch Menz, the third baseman, ninth place hitter for the Ringtails. And it'll be Thomasy and Tejero here in the third. Gallegos has given up in the first two innings back-to-back leadoff hits. We'll see if he can try to break that streak here in the third as the first pitch is up and away, 1-0. Right-handed hitter against a left-handed pitcher. 1-0. This is hit foul back off the screen, 1-1. It's turned into a nice night here at the ballpark. Not a cloud in the sky. 95 degrees, although the wind has cooled that down quite a bit. Says the temperature is pretty much the same as last night. Just feels a lot cooler. This 1-1 is hit into right, a base hit. It was a breaking ball on the outside half of the plate, and he stayed with it. Menz tripped on his way back to first, and now he's holding his knee around that bag, and oh, he looks to be injured. He stumbled over the bag, and now he might have to come out of this game. That did not look pretty. It was a nice swing of the bat, though, on a breaking ball. He kept his hands back and ripped it into right for a leadoff single. And he's trying to be okay, and he's going to see if he can continue. He's going to run now. So it looks like Menz is going to stay on as manager Paul Barrington came out to have a look. So Menz is going to stay out there. The leadoff hitter, Ryan Thomas, he's going to come to the plate. Thomas, he doubled to begin the ball game off the wall in right field down the line. Steps in. This next pitch will be number 44. Gallegos, as Menz is on at first. First pitch they are going to throw over. Gets back safely. Pitch is up high. He squared around to bunt. Early on in this game, it seems that runs are going to be not easy to come by. So a sacrifice bunt could be crucial. Eric Carlson is now in on the grass at third. Infield, the double play depth. He will bunt it, and a good bunt. Down the third baseline, Carlson's got it. He's going to throw on the run to first. It's high, but it's in time. And nicely done there from Eric Carlson. The runner will move up to second. So the bunt and the sacrifice bunt is successful, and it was a very, very good bunt. It took an extremely nice play to get the out at first. That'll bring up Ronaldo Tejero. Tejero struck out looking in the first. Another RBI opportunity for the Ringtails. They've had opportunities here in the first three innings. First pitch, this is chopped towards second. Runner's going to advance. Meinhofer's got on the hop. He throws to first in time. Two down. Menz was on the move on the crack of the bat. Hit to the right side of the infield. So Menz is at third, and that will bring up the catcher, Ryan Gamboa. Gamboa, he struck out swinging in the first inning. They get an opportunity to give the Ringtails the early lead. Gamboa was 2-for-5 in that game earlier in the year. His first pitch is down low. A lot of scoring in that game. Obviously 14-6. Both teams were going toe-to-toe with runs coming in the first through the fourth innings. And then a six-run seventh for the 45s that gave them a big lead. This 1-0 is up high. 2-0. Galaga, the shortstop, would be next. right-handed hitter. Mintz is still nursing that knee at third. This 2-0 is also high, 3-0. So these three pitches have not been very close. And it's 3-0. Infield is back here with two down. 3-0. That's up high, ball four. Not necessarily anybody hurt there as Gamboa's on. Galaga now will step in. He grounded out the second to end the first inning. First and third, two down. 46 pitches from Paul Gallegos, the left-hander, trying to keep this game scoreless in the third. First pitch, he squares around a bunt and pulls it back. It's a strike. Galaga did not like that call. 0-1. Has a big leg kick. As a part of his batting stance, he's almost stepping before the at-bat. Now, this pitch is hit on a line out to right. In comes Gozo. He goes into a dive. He can't get it. It bounces in front of him. One run will score. Around second, heading for third is Gamboa. And the throw is over the head of Meinhofer at second. And Gamboa is going to move into second with an RBI single. It's 1-0 Reading Ringtails. It was hit on the line. Was an extremely tough play for Gozo, who's playing out in deep right. Was able to keep it in front of him. So a clutch hit for Galaga. It's 1-0. Second and third, still two down for Jordan Taylor, who singled to right in his first at-bat. First pitch is a breaking ball. That's a strike, and it's 0-1. This next pitch will be the half a century mark in pitch count. Two on, two down. The 0-1 is up high, 1-1. 30 strikes, 20 balls this far for the left-hander. 1-0 Ringtails. Two singles here in the inning and a walk. 1-0 on the outside corner for a strike, 1-2. Looked a bit off the plate. Lefty on lefty. It's 1-2. Gallegos trying to get out of this with just the one run given up. It'll be the top of the order for the 45s in the bottom of the third. 1-2. This is hit on a line. Out to right, over the head of Meinhofer, into right field, a base hit. One run will score. Galaga, who is moving gingerly, stops at third, and it's 2-0. So again, first and third, two down for Chuck Matthey. It looks like Galaga's struggling here to move. I would assume on the play where he stopped in between first and second and then had to run back towards second. First pitch. This is lined in the center field. That will be a base hit. Galaga's going to score. Holding it second is Taylor, and it's 3-0 Ringtails. Three consecutive singles with two down, and it's 3-0. And that'll bring up Brian Barrington. Two on, two down. Four hits, in the inning, three runs. First pitch, breaking ball is swung on a miss in the dirt. 0-1. Plummer with a nice job behind the plate to stop that one. Ooh, it's up high. 1-1. That pitch has been getting called so far tonight, but not there. One and one. 1-1 is a fastball up. Swung on a miss. 1-2. Gallegos trying to stop the bleeding here in the third. Already three runs home. It's 3-0 Ringtails. One, two, breaking ball. This is chopped slowly towards third, but goes foul. 1-2. Now up over 30 pitches in the inning. For Gallegos, here's the 1-2. That's up high, 2-2. Dominic Tating, the left-handed hitter, is on deck. If this inning would continue. Two-two. Yanked foul. Still 2-2. The seventh pitch of the at-bat is coming up. This ball is hit well out towards left field. Zimmerman going back at the foot of the track. He will make the catch, and that will end the inning. A loud crack off the bat of Barrington, but it's Fernandez. Three runs come across the Ringtails here in the third. They lead it 3-0. The 45s are coming up here on KCNR 1460.
Shasta Regional Medical Center is located in the heart of downtown Reading and was the recipient of the 2017 Health Grades Patient Safety and Excellence Award. Our hospital is committed to always providing exceptional care and performance as a certified chest pain center, certified primary stroke center, and most recently earning the Joint Commission's Gold Seal of Approval for hip and knee replacement. When it comes to quality, compassion, and community, Shasta Regional Medical Center is the community choice.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Free Fire Radio on Friday, July 20th, right here on KCNR.
Coming to the historic Cascade Theater Movie Palace screen, it's an Annie sing-along party and you're invited. It's the movie musical with all the words on the screen, a great opportunity to slap on a curly red wig and sing your heart out with the rest of the audience. It's the Annie sing-along party at the Cascade Theater Saturday, January 16th at 2 p.m. Don't wait till tomorrow. Get your tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460. Tonight's game is brought to you by CARE Animal Hospital. We treat your pets like the valued family members that they are. Blaine Pritchard leads it off. The top of the order for the Colt 45's trying to get some of these runs back after trailing, giving up three runs in the top half. It's 3-0. First pitch is inside from the Nordrum. To Pritchard at 1-0. Pritchard bounced out to the mound in the first inning. He's 0-1. 1-0. This is ripped towards right, but foul. 1-1. Pritchard, DeBrecht, Gozo in the inning. Pritchard last night was 2-for-4 with three runs scored and an RBI. This pitch is again chopped towards third, but foul. And it's 1-2. .312 on the year, appearing in his 20th game. 1-2. Bring him up, strike three. A fastball in the outside corner. And Lane Pritchard wasn't happy with the call, but that's the first out here in the bottom of the third. That'll bring up Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht is 0-1. He struck out swinging in the first inning. Base is empty, one down. First pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. 0-1. O-1 pitch is another breaking ball. This is left outside. 2-0. Check that, 1-1. 40 pitches now for Norderham. Base is empty, one down. Here's the 1-1. This is hit foul back off the screen. He was a little late on the fastball. 1-2. Gozo has to go across the plate to pick up that foul ball. One and two. Norderham looking for back-to-back strikeouts. Here's the pitch. This ball is hit pretty well out towards right field. Matthew going back. He's still going back at the wall. It's gone. It just crawls over the wall in right field. A solo shot for Lorenzo Debrecht. His eighth big fly of the year. And it's 3-1. Norderham tries to sneak a 1-2 fastball by him after being late on the previous one. And he turned it around in a hurry. Estimated distance out there, 335 in right. And now the home run battle between Debrecht and Gozo is now being led by Lorenzo. It's 8-7 in that category. First pitch is a strike. It's 0-1 taken by Gozo. He singled on a chopper back towards second in the first inning. 3-1 our score. There's a breaking ball left outside. Called the ball, 1-1. Still one out. Base is empty. One. Swing and a miss. Took a big cut at that one and was over the top of it and out in front. 1-2. This pitch is popped up foul back and looking like it's going to hit a car. Hits the tree instead out in the parking lot. Still 1-2. A little over, I would say, probably 300 people here tonight. Really good crowd here for a Friday night. 3-1. Swing and a miss, and that'll end the inning. Check that. That's the second out. Back-to-back strikeouts. Four outs here in the inning. Split by the Lorenzo Debrecht home run. That'll bring up Mondo Rodriguez. Gozo is the fourth strikeout victim thus far.
Number four, Mondo Rodriguez.
Rodriguez lined out to short hard in his first at bat, 0 for 1, as he takes the first pitch up and away. 1-0. Erik Karlsson would be next. Breaking ball, over for a strike, 1-1. This next pitch will be number 50 from Norderham. This is hit on the ground, back towards the middle. Galaga's going to charge, he's got it, gets rid of it in a hurry. It is in the dirt and goes by over towards first. That would have been close regardless. I think they're going to rule that one an error, though. Oh, wow, they're going to give him a hit. That's pretty questionable. Rodriguez, I guess, has pretty good speed. In that situation, he almost beat it out. However, that was a pretty routine ground ball where Galaga kind of took his time, tried to whip it over in a hurry, and it was in the dirt. I think if that ball was caught by the first baseman Taylor on the throw, I would have probably been out for by about a step. The first pitch to Erik Karlsson is down low, 1-0. Regardless, Rodriguez will take the hit. It's the fourth hit of the night for the Colt 45s. Six hits for the Ringtails so far. 3-1 here, our score. Both teams scoring their runs in this third inning. Norderham throws to Karlsson. 1-0 is a fastball on the inside corner, 1-1. Mike Ciancio is on deck of a right-hander. One-one. This is hit on the ground in the hole in the right field. A base hit. Holding at second will be Rodriguez as Carlson's got his first knock of the night. And it's now it's first and second with two down for Mike Ciancio, who's been red hot the last couple of nights. And now, after the air, the Colt 45s have a runner in scoring position.
Number 30, Mike Ciancio.
Ciancio singled back up the middle in the second, was 3-for-5 last night with three RBIs. He's been swinging a hot bat as of late. Rodriguez at second, Carlson at first. Both guys can run well. 3-1 our score in order to try to get out of this inning. First pitch is a breaking ball. Down low, 1-0. Any more runs that come across in this inning will be unearned because of the air, which would have been the third out. Another breaking ball. This one is over for a strike. Last one dipped down low. This one catches at the knees, maybe at the thighs. Coming up on 1 hour of game time so far. One-one. Fastball on the outside corner. Strike two. 1-2. A solo home run from DeBrecht in the inning has been the only Colt 45 run so far tonight. And time is called by Ciancio at the plate as he steps out. Nordstrom will step off. Good lead at second for Rodriguez. One, two, swing, and a miss. All three outs in the inning coming via the strikeout. Two runners are left on for Nordman, but the 45s do get one run back on a solo home run from Lorenzo DeBrecht, his eighth of the year as we head to the fourth inning. It's 3-1. Reading Ringtails here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I thought it would be fun to have you hear from some of our residents what life is like here at River Commons. I asked Jean, Rosalie, Gordon, and Sherry to share their thoughts.
Living here at River Commons is something I never even imagined or dreamed of. It's sort of like being on a vacation where you don't have to worry about doing anything and you have people taking care of you, looking out for you. The food is like being on a cruise ship, as my daughter puts it.
Home. It feels homey to me. Only better. I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
Been here 8 years. It's been fantastic. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
This is my home. The parties and the activities are great. I love living here. I wouldn't live anyplace else.
Call today and schedule a tour or luncheon a tour and see for yourself why our residents love living here at River Commons. Call 221-2121 or on the web at river-commons.com.
Analog living in a digital world. Every week on Boomer Tech Radio, we offer up the latest tech news you can use. Hi, it's Bob Belongi. It's even easier to listen to the show now that we're on iTunes. You'll find our archives and articles at BoomerTechRadio.com, and the show is streamed live at KCNR1460.com. We review the latest goodies, gadgets, and gizmos, and make sure you are up to date on the latest tech trends. Boomer Tech Radio, Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on KCNR1460, and now available as a podcast on iTunes.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
First pitch from Dominic Tanning is popped up down the first base line. Rodriguez goes over and will make the catch in foul territory for a one pitch out. And there's one away. That'll bring up Mitch Menz, who singled the right in the third inning, came around to score. 3-1 Ringtails here in the fourth. One out, base is empty. 45's 11-9 coming into this game. First pitch is down low. They've won three consecutive after sweeping the two-game series with the San Leandro Ports Wednesday and last night, 10-4 and then 13-1. The 1-0 is lifted down the right field line. Going to be a tough play. Gozo going over. He will run out of room. He nearly chased that one down for the long foul ball. 1-1. Tonight's game is brought to you by Care Animal Hospital. At Care Animal Hospital, we treat your pets like the valued family members that they are. 1-1. Gallegos throws. This is up and away. 2-1. The top of the order is on deck. Bullpen is active for the Colt 45s. This pitch is up high. 3-1. I'm trying to see who that is down in the bullpen. 3-1. This is hit on the ground. Back towards the middle. DeBrecht towards his left. He's got it near up near second. Throw to first in time. Great range. It's short from Lorenzo DeBrecht going all the way over directly behind the mound to make the play. Two down. And that'll bring up Brian Thomasy. Noah Dobbin is the pitcher getting warmed up in the bullpen, the right-hander. First pitch is a breaking ball outside of Thomasy. You want to know. Thomasy doubled to right to lead off the ball game, was held there, and then put down a sacrifice bunt. So he's 1-for-1. Breaking ball, that is a strike, 1-1. It was a gorgeous sacrifice bunt that he nearly beat out, but an extraordinary play over third from Eric Carlson on the run to record the out. This 1-1 is chopped towards third, or short, excuse me, direct charges. He's got it, throw to first. In time and a quick 1-2-3 inning for Paul Gallegos. We head to the bottom half of the fourth inning here from historic Tiger Field. It's 3-1, Ringtails with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Kobe Zimmerman will lead off in the bottom of the fourth inning. It's 3-1 Reading Ringtails. They scored all three runs with two outs in the top of the third inning. Then the 45's countered with a solo home run by Lorenzo DeBrecht with the only run of the game for the Reading Colt 45. So it's 3-1 here currently here in the bottom of the fourth. Zimmerman, Plummer, and Meinhofer will be the batters. Here in the fourth inning, Zimmerman tonight is 0-for-1. He grounded out the third in the second inning. Tonight's game is brought to you by Care Animal Hospital. We treat your pets like the valued family members that they are, located at 20 Hilltop Drive, Suite C. Zimmerman, right-handed hitter, still bullpen is empty for the Ringtails. However, Noah Dobbin is down throwing in the Colt 45 bullpen. We'll see if he comes in the fifth. However, a nice inning from Gallegos bouncing back after giving up three runs in the third as the first pitch breaking ball is up and away, not close, 1-0. Last night, James Humphrey, the starter for the Colt 45s, was terrific. Six innings of shutout baseball. This 1-0 is lifted down the right field line, but back in out of play, 1-1. The lights are on here at Tiger Field this evening as the sun is now not gunned down completely, but there is no sun shining on directly to the field. 1-1. The 1-1 pitch to Cody Zimmerman is a changeup for a strike, maybe a breaking ball. 1-2. Bases empty, nobody out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 45's looking to win their fourth consecutive game with a win tonight. 1-2. Outside, they're going to have to do it from behind, though, trailing by two here at the moment. Billy Plummer is on deck. Two-two pitch. Hit off his fist. Foul back and out of play. Still 2-2. This will be the sixth pitch of the at-bat coming up. Cody Zimmerman on the year, 247 average, 18 hits in 73 at-bats, 13 runs driven in with a pair of home runs. This 2-2 is just low with a fastball, and that'll load the count at 3-2. A leadoff walk is just as good as a hit here. Zimmerman trying to get on to bring the tying run to the plate here in the fourth inning. The 36-year-old left-hander deals on 3-2. This is hit on the ground hard, back up the middle. Galaga to his left, a dive, it's by him into center field, a base hit. So a leadoff single for Cody Zimmerman, and the Colt 45s are in business here in the fourth. First hit of the game for Zimmerman, the sixth hit overall for the Colt 45s, and that will bring up Billy Plummer. Plummer walked in his first plate appearance. Next pitch will be number 65 from Nordrum. See if Plummer might try and sacrifice Bunt Zimmerman over. 3-1 our score here in the bottom of the fourth. First pitch is on the inside corner for a strike with the hard stuff. It's 0-1. Thank you for joining us here tonight on KCNR 1460. 3-1 our score in the bottom of the fourth. Here from historic Tiger Field. 0-1. This is hit on the ground towards second. Thomas, he's got on the hop. Quick flip to second for one. Back to first is in time. Double play. And that is two down. So a leadoff single is erased quickly with the double play ball. And with two outs and the bases empty, that'll bring up the ninth place hitter, Mickey Meinhofer. Meinhofer's 0 for 1. He reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning. Coming into this game, batting 211, 8 hits and 38 at-bats, 1 RBI, 5 walks. First pitch is down low with the fastball, 1-0. Dobbin is still warming up, so just based on that, you'd have to think he's probably going to come into the game here in the fifth. 1-0. Fastball up in the zone is swung through, 1-1. However, I think Gallegos probably earned his opportunity to at least go out in the fifth to get the quality start. Remember, quality start is when you throw five innings and give up three runs or less. This pitch is inside with a fastball, 2-1. Six hits, no errors. Four runners left on base for the Ringtails tonight. 2-1. This is hit foul back and out of play. That's headed for a car. Into the parking lot, 2-2. For the 45s, one run, six hits, no errors, and five runners left on. Meinhofer trying to get aboard here in the bottom of the fourth with two down, bases empty. 2-2. This is chops or lined softly towards second. Throw to first is in time. He went down off his shoe tops to put that one in play. and that will end the inning. A leadoff single quickly erased from a double play, and then a ground out, and essentially a 1-2-3 inning for Nordrum as we will head to the fifth inning. 3-1, Reading Ringtails. As you listen to Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
This is Carl Bott, and I'm with Dan Scott of Eagle Eye Painting. And Dan's doing all the painting in our new studios. Dan, you've been doing this for 20 years. What should people be looking for at this time of the year?
Peeling paint, moisture in their wood, moisture in the stucco would be a couple things to look for. And then they know it's time to paint.
You've got, with 20 years in the business, where are some of the places you've been working at around here?
I've painted Riverview Golf and Country Club, SJ Denim, Market Street Steakhouse. Those are just a few I've painted.
The thing I like about Eagle Eye Painting is when you give an estimate, That estimate stays there. It doesn't change halfway through the job.
No, there's no variation in my proposal. I have confidence in my numbers, and I stick to those. DanScottPainting.com, 530-400-5152. Eagle Eye Painting, a clear vision of craftsmanship. Eagle Eye Painting.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Noah Dobbin is going to, in fact, come in as the new pitcher here in the fifth of the Colt 45s. The right-hander wearing number 10 on his back, making his 10th appearance of the year. All of those coming out of the bullpen. He's thrown 14 and two-thirds innings pitched, just given up 8 hits. Only 2 runs with 14 strikeouts. That's a 1.22 ERA, the best on the team, as he will face the right-handed hitting. Ronaldo Tejero is the first pitch as a ball, 1-0. Tejero is 0-for-2 so far, struck out looking in the first inning, grounded out to second in the third. This pitch is up high with a fastball, 2-0. Really has turned into a nice night here at the ballpark. These two teams will be back at it for the finale of this series. 7:15 tomorrow night, we'll have it here on the radio for you. This pitch is way high, 3-0. Plummer just motions for him to calm down a little bit out on the mound. Dobbin has only walked 9 hitters in 14 and two-thirds, so he's got good control, just might be a little amped coming out of the pen. 3-0. This is in the dirt, ball 4. So a 4-pitch walk to begin the fifth inning, and with the heart of the order coming up, not exactly what you want to do if you're Noah Dobbin. Ryan Gamboa will be the batter. He's 0-for-1, striking out in the first inning, but did walk in the third that eventually would come around and score a run. Throw back to first, trying to get to Harrow's napping, but he dives back safely. Righty on righty. Another right-hand hitter, Galaga, the shortstop, on deck. Dobbin comes set. This pitch is up high, 1-0. Dobbin, a good velocity guy, can use that to his advantage by powering by many bats on fastballs, but so far tonight, he's yet to throw a strike. 1-0. Down low, 2-0. So 6 consecutive pitches out of the zone to begin his outing this evening. Dobbin coming set, 2-0. That's high, 3-0. So Dobbin now in risk of walking back-to-back batters to begin the fifth without throwing a strike, as Carlson and Plummer, the third baseman and catcher, are going to go out and have a talk with him here, trying to calm him down. The umpires tonight, instead of wearing the traditional blue, are wearing white shirts. Don't see that very often. Colt 45's in their mustard yellow vests. with black shirts underneath, ringtails in burgundies. This pitch is the late, late called strike. Looked like that was going to be ball four. 3-1. Infield double play depth. Wind blowing just enough to keep the American flag hoisted in the air. The runner's on the move. 3-1. Swung on a miss. The throw down to second is not in time. The throw was just offline, but instead the runner is going to be out because Gamboa crossed the plate on his swing. Plummer collided with him. So the runner is going to be out, I believe. Anytime if Gamboa, the hitter, on a stolen base or on a throw opportunity, the hitter crosses over the plate. When the catcher goes to throw, if there's collision made, which there was there, the runner should be out, I believe. Regardless, it's 3-2. Let's see here. Yep, so the runner's going to be out. That's the first out here in the fifth inning. So now the bases are empty and one down. If Plummer was able to make a good throw, he definitely had him at second. Quick delivery from Dobbin. Plummer with a very good arm. It was just a little bit up the third base line as this pitch is lifted down the right field line and back and out of play. Still 3-2. So about four pitches ago, Noah Dobbin was looking like he was going to be in deep trouble, about to walk his second consecutive batter. He throws back-to-back strikes, one of which on a stolen base attempt where there was batter's interference. Recorded out. This 3-2, this is hit out towards deep center field. Pritchard going out. He's got a beat on it. He will make the catch just shy of the warning track for the second out. Nothing like a couple of plays in your favor for Noah Dobbin to calm you down out on the mound. There's two outs and the base is empty for the shortstop, Lorenzo Galaga. Galaga is 1-for-2. He grounded out the second in the first inning and singled to right in the third. That brought in a run, and then he later scored. All those runs in the third off of Gallego were scored with two outs. Right-handed hitter steps in. Pitch from Dobbin is up high. 1-0. Dobbin's probably the hardest throwing pitcher on the team. 1-0. Popped up. This is going to be a tough play. Shallow right field. Meinhofer going out. Gozo coming in near the line. Gozo makes the catch. And that will end the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Noah Dobbin in relief. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth. It's 3-1. The Ringtails with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
Market volatility has become a fact of life. What does this mean for your investments? Are you aware of and prepared for the risks volatility poses to your portfolio? Should you consider changing your specific holdings or the mix of assets in your account?
Rick Hill and Rory Greek Financial Advisors, the Pathfinder Group at Morgan Stanley, can give you insights about these and other questions and can also suggest strategies that may help better prepare you for the market's ups and downs.
Please call Rick Hill or Rory Greek Financial Advisors at the Redding, California branch at Rick Hill or Rory Greek at 223-4200.
Investments and services are offered through Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Be careful posting on social media when leaving town for any period of time. With 66% of all burglaries being committed by someone who knows the victim, sharing where you'll be and how long you'll be gone is a sure sign that your home or business is vulnerable. That's all someone from your social media sphere needs to start scheming their way to your essentials. Wait to post those pictures from Hawaii till after you're home, and you'll save yourself some peace of mind knowing your valuables aren't being taken while you're away.
This security moment brought to you by North State Security, an ounce of prevention since 1968.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Welcome back to Colt 45's Baseball here on your radio dial on KCNR 1460. 3-1 is our score in the bottom of the fifth inning here in game one of this two-game series between the Reading Colt 45s and the Reading Ringtails. A little local battle here this evening. 45 is coming up here in the bottom of the fifth. It'll be Lane Pritchard, Lorenzo DeBrecht, and Jake Gozo, the top of the order. As tonight's game, don't forget, is brought to you by Care Animal Hospital. We treat your pets like the valued family members that they are. Pritchard, the left-handed hitter, will step in. Lefty on lefty. Nordstrom is up over 70 pitches now, with the bullpen still empty here in the fifth for the Ringtails. Left-hander winds and throws, and that's on the outside corner for a strike, 0-1. And Pritchard kind of rolls his eyes at that pitch. He struck out looking in the third on a pitch very similar to that that he wasn't too happy with. He's 0-2. He also grounded out the pitcher in the first. Changeup, that's over, and it's 0-2. So Nordstrom right out of the dugout here in the fifth, throwing strikes. 0-2. This is fouled straight back. Went up the ladder on the fastball. He went after it, just getting a piece. And it's 0-2. Next pitch will be number 675. The 0-2 from Nordstrom. This is hit on a line towards the left, but foul. Still 0-2. The 0-2 offering from Nordstrom is hit softly on the ground towards short. Galliaga's got on the bare hand. The throw to first, not in time. Hustle from Lane Pritchard, but give credit to the shortstop, Galaga, who made an outstanding play, charging, throwing after getting it with the bare hand, but a leadoff single from Lane Pritchard. And now the Colt 45s bring the tying run to the plate, and Lorenzo DeBrecht, who homered in his last at-bat. 1-for-2. He struck out swinging in the first, homered out towards right in the third inning. It's the only run the Colt 45s have scored tonight. Jake Gozo's on deck. This is the heart of the Colt 45 lineup. First pitch is fouled back and out of play in the parking lot. 0-1. Pritchard might steal a bag here, at least try, if he can get a good jump. 0-1, swung and fouled back off the catcher's mask. 0-2, another big catch from Lorenzo DeBrecht. DeBrecht with great power. Leads the club in home runs with 8. 39 RBIs. Just under half of his hits have been extra base hits. Oh, and 2 coming up. This ball's hit out towards left on a dive. It's Tating. He can't get it. Around second is Pritchard. Pritchard's going to be waved in from third. The throw to third to get to Brecht is in time. The run will score a double and is also called out at third. It's 3-2. Wow. Nicely done there on the relay to get him at third. DeBrecht was on the move. It was a 7-5 put out at third. That'll bring up Jake Gozo. 3-2 our score here in the bottom of the fifth inning as Gozo, the right-hander, steps in. First pitch is a ball, 1-0 to the right-hander Gozo. Base is empty. The bullpen now will get active. For the Ringtails, 1-0 is up and away, 2-0. 2-0 pitch. Outside, 3-0. Gozo might try to unload right here and tie this game. Already one run home here in the fifth inning. 3-2. He does try, but he swings and misses. 3-1. That's at the knees. Called strike two. Gozo thought that was ball four. So that'll load the count. Gozo now will regroup, stepping back in. 3-2. This is hit foul down the right field line. Back and out of play. Still 3-2. This will be pitch number 85 for Nordrum. Three, two, in the dirt, ball four. And Goza will be on the walk, and that'll bring up Mondo Rodriguez.
Number four.
Rodriguez is one for two. He's lined out to the shortstop and then a single in the infield, as now the infield will come together and meet here. And talk as Mondo Rodriguez beat out an infield single in the third inning. Chase Dillon came out and had a chat. Rodriguez is going to step in. Can the 45s try and tie this game up here in the fifth? Nordrum trying to get through this inning. Connor Flaherty is throwing down on the pin for the Ringtails. First pitch is a ball to Rodriguez, 1-0. Down low, 2-0. Rodriguez comes in to this game batting 1-for-7, just his fifth appearance on the year. 2-0. Wow, just lower outside. One or the other. Looked on the corner to hear. 3-0. Now Gozo tried to swing away on 3-0. Let's see if Rodriguez has the green light as well. Pitch. That's right there for a strike. 3-1. Runners on the move. This pitch is lifted out towards center field. Tejero comes in a few steps, will make the catch. And that's the second out. Gozo will retreat back to first. That'll bring up Eric Carlson. Carlson is 1-for-2. Lined out to right and singled to right. Carlson has been the most consistent hitter on this team. An extra base hit could score a run and tie this game. First pitch is down low, 1-0. Mike Ciancio, the right-handed hitter, is on deck. Gozo has a giant lead. Got to think he's going here sometime soon. This pitch is up and away, 2-0. Surprised Nordstrom hasn't thrown over yet. He's inching towards 100 pitches now at 92 currently. Starting to cool down a little bit as it dips below 88 degrees. 2-0 pitch. Outside, 3-0. The third consecutive batter that Nordstrom has gotten behind 3-0. He walked Gozo, got Mondo Rodriguez to fly out to center. And we'll see what happens here with Erik Karlsson. Karlsson is not homered on the year. Does have a couple extra base hits. 3-0. That's right there for a strike. 3-1. Gamboa had a tough time squeezing that one, trying to frame it a little too much. Call the strike regardless. 3-1. 3-2 our score here in the fifth. A questionable decision from Lorenzo DeBrecht with nobody out trying to stretch his double into a triple, which he was cut down. 3-1. Right there, 3-2. And now Jake Gozo will definitely be on the move. With the bases, or with the, excuse me, with the runner on at first. Full count, two down. Hit on the ground to second. Thomasy's got it on the roll. He'll throw to first in time. That will end the inning. One run comes to the plate on a RBI double from Lorenzo DeBrecht. He was cut down at third. However, he has both RBIs on the night. Lead is cut in half. It's now 3-2. We head to the sixth inning here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
A jury deliberation room filled with 12 men, ordinary people just like you or me who must decide the outcome of a murder trial. Experience for yourself as dramas run high, tempers flare, and personal prejudices are tested, all while the life of one 19-year-old man hangs in the balance.
Riverfront Playhouse is proud to present 12 Angry Men, written by Reginald Rose, directed by John Welch. Tickets at riverfrontplayhouse.net or at Enjoy the Store on Placer Street in Reading. Showtimes Friday and Saturday at 7:30, Sunday matinees at 2, June 16th through July 7th.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back here in the sixth inning. It's 3-2, the Reading Ringtails with the early lead as Jordan Taylor will lead off against Noah Dobbin back out for his second inning of work here out of the bullpen. Right-hander will face against a left-handed hitting. Taylor, first pitch is way high, 1-0. Tonight's game is brought to you by Care Animal Hospital. We treat your pets like the valued family members that they are. 1-0 right there for a strike. 1-1. The Ringtails, 10-5, come in winning five straight. Currently with a one-run lead here at the moment. 1-1. Breaking ball up and away. 2-1 tonight in the third base club VIP Pavilion. We have Mayor Indeed, the premier civil litigation law firm in the area, specializing in accident, injuries, business representation, and public entity representation. This pitch is popped back out and out of play. They have excellent dedicated support staff, preeminent attorneys, and proudly support the Shasta County community. It's a grand slam with Mayer and Deedon. 2-2. Pitch is swung on and missed. Taylor went up and tried to get that one and missed it. And that's the first out here in the sixth inning. And that'll bring up Chuck Matthew. Matthew is 1-for-2, grounded out the third, singled to center with an RBI. Back in the third. Right-handed hitter stepping in against Dobbin. Bullpen is now empty for the Ringtails after being active the entire bottom of the fifth. First pitch is a fastball for a strike. It's 0-1. One pitch, breaking ball, dips down low, 1-1. 20 pitchers now for Dobbin out of the bullpen in an inning and a third. Struggled through six straight balls out of the bullpen and then battled back. This 1-1 is outside, 2-1. Base is empty, one down, 2-1. Popped up, foul territory, Mondo Rodriguez will make the catch, and that's the second out. Thought that one might get out of play, but Rodriguez grabbed it before it was able to. Brian Barrington is the batter. He hit one hard to deep left field in his last at-bat, but flew out with a couple runners on. He's 0-for-2. He reached on a fielder's choice in the second inning. First pitch is a breaking ball. It's left outside. 1-0, right-handed pitcher, left-handed batter here. Dobbin's impressive ERA that was, as he throws outside, maybe a low, 2-0, was that 1.22 coming into this game is going to dip if this continues. This 2-0 is fouled back, 2-1. For the Colt 45s in the bottom of the sixth inning, Mike Ciancio, Kobe Zimmerman, and Billy Plummer. Barrington stepping back in, two outs, bases empty. Dobbin looking for a 1-2-3 inning, 2-1. This is in the dirt as it hops over the catcher and the umpire, 3-1. That was about a 58-foot fastball that was an easy take for Barrington. Now 3-1. Dobbin throws. This is also in the dirt. Down low, ball 4. So a 2-out walk for Brian Barrington. And that'll bring Dominic Tating to the plate. Tating in left field tonight. He's 0-for-2. He struck out swinging in the second inning and popped out in foul territory to first. He's 0-for-2. One on, two down. Dobbin's first pitch on the inside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. Just the third walk of the game for Ringtail batters. The Colt 45s have only been walked twice. 0-1. Up high. 1-1. Mitch Menz is on deck. 1-1. Hit on the ground towards first, but foul as Rodriguez did glove it. 1-2. One-two pitch, breaking ball, just outside, 2-2. Two and two, hit on the ground to first. This time Rodriguez grabs it in fair territory and makes the catch. Going into a little bit of a split to stop that one. Very nicely done, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the bottom half of the sixth inning. It's 3-2. The Ringtails with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
The average adult has issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
New pitcher for the Redding Ringtails here in the sixth inning. It's Connor Flaherty, who was getting heated up back in the bottom of the fifth inning. He will face off against Fiancio, Zimmerman, and then Plummer as the Colt 45's look to tie this game and even possibly take the lead here in the sixth. Gantzio, the right-handed hitter, against Flaherty, the right-handed pitcher, as the first pitch is up high with a fastball, 1-0. Gantzio singled to center in the second, struck out swinging in the third, 1-0. That's at the top of the zone for a strike, 1-1. Gantzio trying to reach any way he can here in the sixth inning. Noah Dobbin looks like will be going the seventh. 1-1. This is hit softly back up the middle, but into center field, a base hit. Looked like it was hit off the fist a little bit, but into center field. And a leadoff single for Mike Gantzio, and the tying run is aboard here in the bottom of the sixth. That'll bring up Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman. 1-for-2 so far in tonight's contest, grounded out to third in the second inning, and he singled to center in the fourth. We'll see if the infield is back still. The third baseman Menz, not even with the bag. Zimmerman might be able to drop down a bunt. He will not. First pitch is up high, 1-0. Right-handed hitter. Good lead over at first for Ciancio, the 1-0. This is lifted out towards straightaway center field. Tejero going over to his left. A few steps, he's got it, and that's the first out. Billy Plummer now will come in as Ciancio retreats back to first. Plummer. His third plate appearance of the night. Meinhofer is on deck as Gantzio steps in. Gantzio's had a big lead over at first pretty consistently here. He might be going it one of these times. Quick delivery, but he does not go. The first pitch is up high. They do throw back to first for a back pick, but not in time. Gantzio was extending his lead. And his secondary as well, Gamboa, was reading it, nearly tried to pick him off. 1-0. Off the pitch, 4-strike. It's 1-1. Plummer's 0-for-1. Ground into a double play in the fourth. Walked in the second. Tonight's game is brought to you by Care Animal Hospital, located at 20 Hilltop Drive, Suite C. We treat your pets like the valued family members that they are. This is grounded towards second. Flipped on to second for one. Galaga back to first. Double play. Thomasy to Galaga to Taylor. A 4-6-3 double play, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the seventh. It's still 3-2. The Ringtails with the lead here on KCNR 1460.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
My mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the seventh inning is, once again, the Ringtails are able to dance out of the danger in the sixth. 3-2 our score as Mitch Menz will come to the plate here leading off the seventh against Noah Dobin, who has been brilliant in his two complete innings. 3-2 our score. Menz, the right-handed hitter, will step in. 1-for-2 so far tonight. He scored a run back in the third after singling. Also grounded out to short in the fourth. First pitch is a strike from Noah Dobin, and it's 0-1. Truly has turned out to be a gorgeous night. Not too hot. There's been just enough wind. Is it starting to cool down this evening? That breaking ball is down low, 1-1. However, tomorrow night, it will not be the case. Supposed to be 106 for a high tomorrow. As this pitch is hit on the ground up the middle into center field, a base hit, and a leadoff single for Mitch Menz, who has his second knock of the evening, and a leadoff single in the seventh. That'll bring up Ryan Thomasy at the top of the order, followed by Tejero and Gamboa. Tonight's game is brought to you by Care Animal Hospital. We treat your pets like the valued family members that they are. That is true. Pets nowadays really are a part of your family. Runners on the move. Menz, the throw down to second. The throw is going to be high. Plummer was frustrated with himself on the throw, so a stolen base on the throw that was just down the towards the left of Meinhofer going over to get it. So stolen base. Now the runner is in scoring position with nobody out here in the seventh. This pitch is bunted towards third, and it's a good punt. Going to be a tough play. Dobbins recovered, and he has to fake a throw. And in Thomas on a bunt single. Carlson had to stay and cover his base at third. It was a push punt just a little bit, and it'll be a single. So now it's first and third, and nobody out for Ronaldo Tejero. And now Dobbins going to have to be creative and very, very good to get out of this inning without giving up a run. Corners are going to be in. Middle infield is going to give up. A run for a double play. First pitch, it goes by to the backstop. Plummer, the throw is not going to be in time. A wild pitch, and it's 4-2. And that is not the way that 45s wanted to allow that. At least wanted to get a couple of outs. Thomas, he moves into scoring position at second. One and oh. This pitch is popped up, foul, back and out of play. One and one. Seventh inning stretch coming up here in this next half inning. One and one to Tejero. So the pitch number 40 for Noah Dobb, and the bullpen is active for the Ringtails. Thomasy with a good lead. This is breaking ball. Just inside, 2-1. Tejero's 0 for 2. He's walked, grounded out, and struck out. Insurance run out at second for the Ringtails. They lead 4-2 with a run already in here in the seventh. 2-1. Swing and a miss. This was down in the dirt. Went after it. And it's 2-2. Gamboa, the catcher, is on deck, who's 0 for 2 so far. Two-two pitch. Up high, that'll run the count full, 3-2. Four runs, eight hits, no errors, five runners left on base for the Ringtails. For the 45s, two runs, nine hits, no errors, and six runners left on base. 3-2. This is hit foul back off the catcher. Last night and Wednesday, the 45s did a really good job of, when they had runners on base, of coming up with key hits. Tonight, that is not been the case. We've seen three double plays from Colt 45 hitters. Three and two, up and coming. Dobbin working from the stretch. Throws. Swing! And a miss. And that's the first out. Fastball blew it by him. Thomas, he holds it second. And that'll bring up the catcher, Gamboa. Gamboa, 0 for 2. He's walked and scored a run. There's only been five walks combined in this game. Three for the Ringtails, two for the Colt 45s. Gamboa struck out and flew out in the first and the fifth, respectively. First pitch, right there, called strike, outside corner, 0-1. Breaking ball. That's a strike. Gamboa did not look happy with that call. He tried to stick his knee out as to let it get him, but instead it's over. 0-2. A leadoff single, a stolen base. Or check that. I believe it was a leadoff walk. No, it was a leadoff single, a stolen base, and then a bunt single. This is called strike three. Two down, back-to-back strikeouts for Dobbin. And that'll bring up Galaga, who's 1 for 3 with an RBI and a run scored. First pitch is slashed foul, back out of play. Uh-oh, that everyone's looking for their car on this one. 0-1. Yikes, another dent. 0-1. breaking ball. This is slashed into center field, a base hit. Thomas, he's around third. He's going to try and score as Pritchard kicks it in center. So the run will come in easily, and it's 5-2. Great piece of hitting on 0-1, a breaking ball that he was way out in front of, but got the barrel of the bat on and sent it into center field for a base hit. Second RBI of the game for Galaga. I'll bring up Jordan Taylor as the Colt 45 bullpen will get active here. Two runs have come in here in the seventh. Still two down. First pitch is up high with a fastball to Jordan Taylor, the new batter. 1-0. Taylor, left-handed hitter. He's 2-for-3 tonight. He's singled to right twice, bringing in a run. He's also struck out in the sixth. Big lead for Galaga as now Dobbin will step off. One oh, up high, 2-0. Two out and a runner on first. Two runs already home here in the seventh. It's 5-2. 2-0. That's up high, 3-0. Galaga started to go and stopped. Three and O. Three O is up high, ball four. So another runner will get into scoring position as Taylor reaches with the walk. And that'll bring up Chuck Matthey. Barrett Fasten is going to come out and have a chat. Trying to see who the pitcher is down in the bullpen. It looks like it's Andres Lara. Fasken coming out and kicking at the dirt, which typically means that he's going to leave the pitcher in. So a quick mound visit there, getting the confidence back into Dobbin. Galaga is at second, Taylor at first, 5-2. The Ringtails with the lead here in the seventh inning. In the bottom half, it'll be 9-1-2, Meinhofer, Pritchard, and DeBrecht. Matthew's 1-for-3 with an RBI. Trying to give the Ringtails some insurance runs here in the seventh. First pitch is called strike, outside corner, 0-1. Barrington is on deck. Swing and a miss. Foul tip back into the catcher's glove, 0-2. Dobbin a pitch away of getting out of this inning with just two runs given up, which is better the alternative with two runners still on here. Oh, 2. Breaking ball just tapped foul. Owen 2 coming yet again. This pitch is a fastball up high. 1-2. One ball, two strikes to Matthew. Trying to extend this inning. The 45 is trying to get out of it. Breaking ball, got him looking. And that will end the inning. Two runs come across against Noah Dobbin, extending the lead to 5-2. It's seventh inning stretch time here at Tiger Field. We'll take a break. The bottom of the seventh coming up here on KCNR 1460.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Wouldn't it be nice if your phone was ringing off the hook from people wanting to order products and services from you? How about if you were having a hard time keeping up with all the email orders coming through your website? How about just being able to go in and make a quick update on your website? Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com, and that's exactly what we do. We make the phone ring more by putting your business at the top of search engine results. Being at the top three is critically important to the success of your business. Making your website look good on a smartphone as well as a desktop computer is our business. Next, we'll take whatever products and services you have to offer and make it easy for people to inquire and order right from your website. We are Reading's oldest and best-known company for website hosting, development, and search engine optimization. Call Shasta.com today and find out how easy it is to become number one in search and how to make your website more responsive to your customers' needs. This is Andy Main from Shasta.com, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
The Affordable Spas Hot Tub Summer Financing Event is happening now through June 30th. Qualified buyers get 0% interest financing for 36 months. Transform your home into a personal wellness retreat today and start your path to better relaxation, sleep, joint, and muscle relief. When you buy from Affordable Spas, you're sure to have service after the sale. The Affordable Spas 0% Summer Financing Event now through June 30th. Affordable Spas, 885 Commerce Street, Reading. Subject to credit approval and terms and conditions apply. AffordableSpasForYou.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Mickey Meinhofer leads off in the bottom of the seventh, 5-2 Ringtails with the lead. Down 0-2 is Flaherty dealt after time was being called through anyway. Meinhofer then the top of the order, Lane Pritchard and Lorenzo Debrecht as 45's at least trying to want to get one back here. 0-2 pitch, outside 1-2. Meinhofer is 0-2 tonight. Flaherty working quickly from the windup, 1-2. Up high as well, 2-2. Popping the mitt pretty good with that fastball. Two-two. This is lifted out towards shallow right field. Thomasy, it's in second, will make the catch. And that is the first out here in the seventh. Meinhofer is now 0 for 3. That'll bring up Lane Pritchard. Top of the order. Pritchard grounded back to short and beat it out in his last at bat. He's 1 for 3. Scored off the Lorenzo Dobrec double. 5-2. Five's trying to get back into this game. First pitch outside. 1-0. Looked close, but just off the plate to the left-handed hitting Pritchard. Lorenzo Dobrec is on deck. This 1-0 is a strike, 1-1. Dobrec has the only two RBIs of the game for the Colt 45s, a solo home run in the third and a double in the fifth. 1-1 is up high, 2-1. Up and in, 3-1. A walk right now would be just as good as a hit for the Colt 45s. Just need to get runners on here for the meat of the lineup. 3-1. Up and in. Ball 4. So Pritchard will reach on the walk. Second time he's reached tonight. And that'll bring up the hot hitting Lorenzo Dobrec, who's already 2 for 3 tonight. Lorenzo Dobrec is 2 for 3, excuse me. He struck out in his first at-bat. Homered to right, just over the wall in the third, and doubled to left. Couple RBIs. Chase Dillon with a quick mound visit to talk to Flaherty. Dobrec now will step in. Jake Ozo's on deck. His first pitch is up high, 1-0. Dobrec trying to get the tying run to the plate here in the seventh. If he reaches, it would be Jake Ozo. That is also high. Pritchard said it hit him in the helmet. Did not get called by the home plate umpire. 2-0. Dobrec hitting up above 285 now. 2-0. That's also high. 3-0. Flaherty's starting to lose the handle a little bit here. Throw back to first. Pritchard wasn't going hardly anywhere. Three and oh. Right there, 3-1. Pritchard on at first with one out, 3-1 pitch. He's on the move. It's fouled back and out of play. 3-2. There was a loud crash over there. It sounded like that might have been a windshield. 3-2. Runners on the move again. This pitch is swung on a miss. The throw to second is not in time. It goes into center, and now Pritchard's going to head to third, and he will get there. So a stolen base, and I think the error is going to be on the second baseman. It was a one hop that he should have got, in my opinion. Gozo will step in. Still not represent the tying run. It's Mondo Rodriguez is on deck. First pitch is up high to Gozo, 1-0. Gozo's 1-for-2 today. He singled to second. He beat out. Struck out swinging and walked. 1-0. This is in the dirt, 2-0. Mitch Menz, now I'm going to come over and talk to Flaherty. But now we'll step back on the mound. Here is the 2-0. Inside, 3-0. Third consecutive batter. We've seen 3-0. Up high, ball 4, and this will bring the tying run to the plate. Mondo Rodriguez represents the tying run. He's 1-for-3 tonight.
Mondo Rodriguez.
Rodriguez is yet to homer on the year. 2-for-10 on the season. Bullpen active for both teams. This pitch is in the dirt. Gozo's going to head down to second. They're going to throw to second. It is not in time. So now a couple of runners are in scoring position. Pritchard at third, Gozo at second, both with very, very good speed. Cutting this lead down to 1 or 2 here in the seventh could be very beneficial as we get closer to the conclusion of this one. Flaherty steps off after the instruction from the catcher. Gamboa is trying to tell him to relax here. Count is 2-0. And the pitch popped up, straight up, high in the infield. Thomas E. will make the catch. And that will end the inning. They leave Pritchard and Gozo on. We'll head to the eighth. It's still 5-2. Ringtails with lead here on KCNR 1460.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business. This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Top of the eighth inning. New pitcher is Andres Lara for the Colt 45s, relieving Noah Dobbin. Lara pitched beautifully on Wednesday through four innings, did not give up a run in relief. And making his third appearance, seven innings pitched, four hits, two earned runs with a 2.57 ERA. The right-hander will face off against Barrington here in the eighth inning. First pitch is on the outside half for a strike. It's 0-1. To Brian Barrington. This is in the dirt. 1-1. Goes by to the backstop. In the bottom of the eighth for the 45s, it'll be Eric Carlson, Mike Ciancio, and Kobe Zimmerman, the 5-6-7 hitters. This pitch is just outside with a fastball 2-1. Mara, not a tall guy, but good velocity. 2-1. Up high, 3-1. Barrington today is 0-2, but he's walked, reached on a fielder's choice, and is lined out to left. Probably had the hardest hit ball of the game for the Ringtails thus far. 3-1, and that's down low, ball 4. Barrington reaches via the base on balls for the second time tonight, and that'll bring up Dominic Tating. Another left-handed hitter. Tating is 0-3. He struck out, popped out, and grounded out. Laura actually picked up the win on Wednesday night. He's only walked two batters up until this point in seven innings. 5-2, our score. You have a new runner at first. This pitch is a strike. And it's 0-1. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. That's up high. The runner's on the move. Plummer didn't even pay attention. It was a delayed steal, and nobody knew he was going. Christian Reynolds is going to record a stolen base. Wow. And now Billy Plummer's going to come out and talk to his pitcher. He didn't get a very good jump. Plummer, who has a good arm, probably could have thrown him out with ease. But just no communication there. Count is 1-1 with Reynolds at second. Good speed. Pitch to Tating on the outside corner for a strike. It's 1-2. It might be Nick Brown getting warmed up or Carter Glick. One of those two, I believe. One, two. This is hit foul towards the first base dugout. Way out in front of that off-speed pitch. Still 1-2. Barrington walked, was pinch ran for, and Reynolds stole second base. In scoring position here in the top of the eighth, it's 5-2. The Reading Ringtails with the lead. 1-2. This is hit out towards left field. Towards on the line. Zimmerman coming in on the move. He will slow up and make the catch. And that's the first out. Reynolds will hold at second. And that'll bring up Mitch Menz. Menz is 2-3. He has scored two runs. Right-handed hitter. RBI opportunity again for the Ringtails, as they've left seven runners on base tonight. The 45s have let eight. This pitch is chopped on the ground at first. Mondo Rodriguez has it on the hop. He will step on the bag himself for the out. Reynolds will advance to third, and there's two down. And that'll bring up the top of the order, Ryan Thomasy. Thomasy is 2-3 with a double and a run. First pitch to Thomas, he's up and in with a fastball, 1-0. Again, for the 45s in the eighth, it'll be Carlson, Ciancio, and Zimmerman. Those three guys have combined for four hits tonight. I believe it'll be a new pitcher. This is hit out towards shallow center field. Pritchard will come in a few steps and will make the catch, and that'll end the inning. leadoff walk and a stolen base, but Andres Lara does a great job of working around it. We will head to the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 5-2 here on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, he'll stop. I have the right-of-way. Or will he? Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision Repair. Don't count on it. He or she might be texting, changing the station on the radio, or breaking up a fight in the back seat. Don't take that chance. Lives are at stake. Distracted driving is a danger to us all. You can be proactive in preventing an accident. There's not much you can do when you're sitting in your car and they back into your door. If this happens to you, come see us. We're located at the south end of Eastside Road just before Gervin. With your claim number, we can handle your entire claim process. Our quality repairs and friendly service will have you recommending Coachmaster to all your friends and family. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology and the collision repair industry, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Everyday Fitness and Training is Reading's elite fitness center, locally owned and operated, featuring 21,000 square feet of cardio, strength equipment, aerobics, and member amenities. Located at 2345 Athens Avenue, Everyday Fitness offers over 35 classes per week included in membership, along with Silver Sneakers memberships and classes. We offer corporate discounts to first responders, active duty military, and U.S. veterans. Sign up now for a free week pass at edfitness.com.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to Historic Tiger Field, 5-2, the Reading Retails with the league. Tonight's game is brought to you by Care Animal Hospitals. We treat your pets like the valued family members that they are, located at 20 Hilltop Drive, Suite C. Carlson is a 1-for-3 tonight. He will lead off against the new pitcher, Gabe Rojas, which is my favorite name that I've seen thus far. The first pitch is up high, 1-0. Rojas, the right-handed hitter. This 1-0 is right there for a strike, 1-1. 45s, looks like they're going to go Andres Lara again in the ninth. 1-1, off-speed pitch, popped up on the infield. Tough play, coming in his men's, he will make the catch. And that is the first out. That'll bring up Mike Ciancio. Carlson is now 1-for-4. Ciancio is singled twice and struck out. He's 2-for-3. Ringtail is trying to extend their winning streak to 6. First pitch from Rojas is a changeup down low, 1-0. 45s. We're now 2 games above 500, 11-9. The 1-0 pitch is hit foul back and out of play. 1-1. One, 1-1 is in the dirt. 2-1. Ringtail scored first with 3 runs in the third. Then the 45s countered off a solo home run from Lorenzo Debrecht. In the fifth, 45 scored again on a double from Lorenzo Debrecht that came in to score a run. This 2-1 is hit foul back, 2-2. And then the Ringtails scored twice in the seventh for 2 insurance runs. Where we stand now at 5-2. Both teams with 9 hits, both with 8 runners left on base. Here is the 2-2 pitch from Rojas. Up high, 3-2. Kobe Zimmerman's on deck. 45s would like to at least get 1 or 2 here in the eighth inning to make things easier for themselves in the ninth. This pitch is foul back and out of play. Still 3-2. Rojas, the full count offering.
Swing!
And a miss. Fastball up the ladder. That's the second out here in the eighth. And that will bring up Kobe Zimmerman. Zimmerman is 1-for-3 so far this evening. Base is empty, 2 down here in the bottom of the eighth. Rojas looking for a 1-2-3-8. First pitch is a breaking ball over for a strike. It's 0-1. Ringtails do have their bullpen starting to get heated up here. O-1. Just off the outside corner for a ball. 1-1. Base is empty, 2 down. 1-1 pitch. Changeup. That's also down low. 2-1. Zimmerman grounded out to third in the second. In the fourth inning, he singled to center. In the sixth inning, he flew out to center field. 1-for-3. 2-1 pitch. This is hit out towards right center field. Going over is Matthew. He's got it and will make the catch, and that ends the bottom of the eighth inning. A 1-2-3-8 for Rojas. We'll head to the ninth. It's 5-2. Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Join me at 9 a.m. every Wednesday for Generations Talk Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Topics will include resources and businesses that you need to know about. We will talk money, travel, healthcare, and more. Embrace aging. Listen to Generations Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 9 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. Archive shows at generationstalkradio.com.
Building, remodeling, or just need a change? Let us be your design partner at Design Time and Tile. From carpet, vinyl, and hardwood flooring to granite and quartz countertops, sinks, cabinets, window coverings, and tile. From materials to fabricators to installers, we have the largest showroom selection in the North State, plus design consultants to help you every step of the way. Contact Design Time for your free in-home or office consultation at designtimeandtile.com or call 241-8693.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the ninth inning, it's 5-2. The Redding Ringtails with the lead as Andres Lara is out again for the ninth. Ronaldo Tejero is the batter, the second place hitter. He's 0-for-3 so far today. Takes the first pitch at the knees for a strike, 0-1. In the bottom of the ninth inning for the Colt 45s, it'll be Billy Plummer, Mickey Meinhofer, and then Pritchard. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw a couple pinch hitters early on in that inning. 0-1 is up high, 1-1. One one is popped up foul. That's going to just get out of play. 1-2. Tejero has reached on a walk. Struck out twice, is grounded out. He's 0-for-3. This pitch is hit pretty well towards left center field. Pritchard going back. He will not get there. It's going to run off the wall. Around first, heading for second is Tejero. He's going to try for third. The throw to third from DeBrecht is going to be in time. A leadoff double, but he's cut down at third, and that's the first out. Not sure what the reasoning was there from Tejero trying to get a triple there. But a nice relay from Pritchard to DeBrecht, to Carlson, and that's the first out. And with one out and the bases empty, that'll bring up Ryan Gamboa. Ball was hit sharply out towards left center field. However, in a way, it's all for naught. Gamboa, 0 for 3. He's walked and scored a run. This pitch is swung on a miss. He tried to jump on it. Swung over it. 0-1. Took a mighty cut at that pitch. Oh-1. On the outside corner for a strike. 0-2. This will be the 20th pitch from Andres Lara. Swing and a miss. Fastball up in the zone. He got him to swing right through it. And that is the second out. And now that'll bring up Lorenzo Galaga. Galaga tonight is 2 for 4. He's got 2 RBIs as well and a run scored. 5-2 ringtails. And the 45s will have 8-9-1. Coming up in the bottom of the ninth, I think we'll probably see a couple pinch hitters. Breaking ball is hit off the net, foul, 0-1. Oh-1 pitch. Hit foul again, 0-2. Lara looking for a quick 1-2-3 inning. Get back into the dugout for the bottom of the ninth. Oh-2 pitch. Chop slowly towards right field. It's going to get through the hole between Meinhofer and Rodriguez. A base hit. 11th hit of the game for the ringtails. The third hit for Galaga. And that'll bring up Jordan Taylor. Rodriguez on that ground ball initially went after it, then realized he's going to have to cover his base. However, Meinhofer was unable to get there as well. So a 2-out single. First pitch is swung on and fouled back. 0-1. These two teams will be back at it tomorrow night. First pitch time is 7:15. Join me tomorrow for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton. We'll discuss all things Sacramento Kings going into this offseason. The NBA draft recap, as well as what's going to happen here in free agency. This is Down Low, 1-0, or 1-1, excuse me. Should be fun. So that's tomorrow at 8 a.m. here on KCNR 1460. 2 out and 1 on. Pitch. Hit on the ground to the hole. Tough play for Meinhofer going to the outfield. He's got it. The throw to first is in time. Nice play there from Mickey Meinhofer, and that will end the inning. 5-2 is our score as we head to the bottom of the ninth. The 45s are going to need 3 runs to tie it and extend this game as we will be back for the last of the ninth here on KCNR 1460.
Spring is springing, the trees are leafing, the birds are chirping, and temperatures are on the rise. So, your heater's probably the last thing on your mind, right? Fact is, right now is the perfect time to prepare for next winter. Through June 8th, SSD Oil is offering 20% off maintenance and 10% off parts with an additional 5% discount for our veterans. SST Oil Services Monitor and Toyotomi brands of heaters and water heaters. When you call SST at 241-1167, ask about early bird discounts on kerosene May through July. SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, 530-241-1167.
Real people, real winners. Grab life by the throttle and play our Play to Ride, Swipe to Win at Wind River Resort and Casino. With free slot play, prizes, or a brand new Harley Davidson. Not one, but 2 winners. It's simple. Spin the reels on any slot machine or swipe your free River Club card daily. Every 200 points gets you an entry. Earn 4 times entries on Mondays and Tuesdays. Drawings for free slot play Fridays at 8 p.m. Swipe for your chance to win a variety of prizes. Or a brand new Harley Davidson. Plus, we have new games just waiting to hit the jackpot. Unlimited entries all month
long to increase your chances. It's never about the destination. It's the getting there that will stay with you. Make it happen and head down to Wind River and play our Play to Ride promotion, where you could win a brand new super low, super cool Harley Davidson. From Redding, Harley Davidson. Two winners. Final drawing Friday, June 29th. Play to Ride. Swipe to win. Remember, more games, more ways to win, more fun at Wind River Resort and Casino. Download the Wind River app. It's playtime all the time at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Bottom of the ninth inning here from historic Tiger Field. 5-2 are scored as the 45's looking for three runs here in the bottom of the ninth. Tonight's game is brought to you by Care Animal Hospital. We treat your pets like the valued family members that they are. Derek Kuhn will pinch hit here in the eighth, or in the eighth spot here in the ninth leading off. And then Alex Tenietos will come out and pinch hit. He'll be on deck to get to the top of the order. Derek Kuhn takes the first pitch. That's a strike. It's 0-1. Kuhn is .316 average on the year, 12 hits and 38 at-bats, making his 11th appearance. It's one arm run, seven RBIs. He pops this one back and out of play, 0-2. Kuhn was 0 for last night. 0 for 4. 0-2. Checks his swing. Did he go around? He did not. Ball one. Right-handed hitter against Rojas. Back out again here in the ninth. Ringtails have a pitcher ready just in case. Here in the bottom of the ninth, Rojas looking for a two-out save. This pitch popped up over the top of Taylor, goes back in first base. Territory will make the catch. And that is first out. They'll bring up Alex Tenietos. Tenietos was 1-for-2 last night with an RBI, a walk, and a couple runs scored. That 13-1 victory. First pitch is a changeup over for a strike, and it's 0-1. Two outs left here in the bottom of the ninth. Tenietos is 3-4-11 on the year, making his fifth appearance. 0-1 is down low, 1-1. We're going to have another pinch hitter come out on deck for Lane Pritchard, which I am shocked by. Fastball outside, 2-1. I believe that's Max Werner out on deck. This is hit foul back off the screen, 2-2. It is Max Werner. Pinch hitting for Lane Pritchard. Swing and a miss. Change up, got him swinging. So the pinch hitters beginning the ninth unable to be successful. And now that'll bring up Max Werner. Pinch hitting for Pritchard. Two outs. Base is empty here in the ninth. The last chance. Here for the Colt 45s. Werner's got to reach any way he can. And these two teams will be at it tomorrow night. First pitch to Werner is a breaking ball for a strike. It's 0-1. Base is empty, two down. Got to find a way to get on any way he can. 5-2. This is outside. Ball one. Renzo DeBrecht is on deck. If both guys would reach, Jake Gozo would represent the tying run. 1-1. at the knees, 1-2, and the 45s are down to their last strike now. Rojas, the right-hander out of the lineup. Shaking off one pitch, and now Werner's going to take time here. Taking a long time to get the directive pitch from Gamboa, the catcher. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Fouled back and out of play. Still 1-2. Still 1-2. Rojas delivers. In the dirt, 2-2. Werner is 5-for-11 in his fifth game of the year. Four runs scored. He's walked five times, been hit by a pitch twice. So he's able to get on as he chokes up. 2-2. Up high, 3-2. So be the 30th pitch for Rojas. DeBrecht waits on deck. Full count offering on its way. Time is called here by Werner. Just before Rojas began his windup. 5-2 here in the bottom of the ninth. A lot of the fans staying to see the conclusion of this one. See if the 45s can make the comeback. 3-2. Three. And a miss, and that's the ball game. The final score is the Reading Ringtails 5, the Colt 45s 2. We'll take a short break. We'll be back with a post-game show here on KCNR 1460.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Connor Sutton. Join me Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for my all-new sports show where I discuss local, regional, and even national stories, as well as bring on guests with incredible sports knowledge. So join us Saturday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. for Sports Talk with Connor Sutton, the only local sports show in Reading.
The world's largest dinosaurs are coming to Turtle Bay Exploration Park May 5th through September 9th. You can explore the amazing biology of supersized dinos in this epic new exhibition, great for all ages. The world's largest dinosaurs is organized by the American Museum of Natural History and presented by Dennis and Cheryl Bambauer, with major support from U.S. Bank and Shasta Regional Medical Center. The world's largest dinosaurs is included with park admission and always free for members. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
Welcome back to the post-game wrap. Connor Sutton with you here. The final score here at Historic Tiger Field, the Ringtails 5, Colt 45's 2. The final line score, Ringtails 5 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, and 9 runners left on base. The Colt 45's 2 runs, 9 hits, no errors, and 8 runners left on base. The winning pitcher is Jason Nordrum, who threw 5 innings, gave up 8 hits, 2 earned runs, couple of walks, 4 strikeouts, was in his fair share of danger, but the 45s were unable to come away with key hits. Connor Flaherty out of the bullpen for the Ringtails was also good. 2 innings, just 1 hit, and then Gabriel Rojas, who picks up the save, a 2-inning save, did not allow a base runner. The losing pitcher is Paul Gallegos, the 45 starter, 4 innings, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, all of those coming in the fourth. Noah Dobbin and Andres Lara out of the pen were pretty good as well. But more than anything, it was just the offense of the Colt 45s unable to get hits in key spots, as the 9 hits, again, should have been enough to at least get more than 2 runs. The 2 key swing of the bats, Mike Ciancio was 2 for 4, but really it was Lorenzo Dobrec. As I mentioned, the 2 key swings, he had a double and a home run. Both of those brought in a run. He was and continues his dominance. Now leads the club in home runs with 8 on the year. For the Reading Ringtails, Ryan Thomas, he was 2 for 4. Lorenzo Galaga, the shortstop out of the cleanup spot, was 3 for 5 with a couple RBIs. Jordan Taylor was 2 for 4 with an RBI. Chuck Matthew, 1 for 4 with an RBI. And Mitchell Menz was 2 for 4 with a couple run scores. So good offensive performance from the Reading Ringtails, revenging their loss, or as I should say, avenging their loss back in May. These two teams will be back at it tomorrow night, 7:15, as the 45s will look to split. The Ringtails look to extend their winning streak that currently sits at 6. For our producer back in the studio, Jared King, I'm Connor Sutton, saying so long. Once again, our final score here on a Friday night from historic Tiger Field, the Reading Ringtails on top of the Colt 45s, 5-2, here on KCNR 1460.
I've looked at clear cuts and burnt forest, and I felt outraged, but I didn't scream and I didn't cry, and I need to.
You do. He brought some friends along to scream with him because they really like trees. Crazy for trees. Aren't they? Yes, they are. Well, they're crazy anyway. Good morning and welcome. It's Friday. Yesterday was Thursday. Some big news happened yesterday, as you might have heard. All kinds of wacky things going on in Annapolis, Maryland, where a madman who's held a grudge against a newspaper for many years now, going back to 2011, that's 7 years ago, if I'm doing my math correctly, showed up at the newsroom yesterday and murdered 5 people with apparently a shotgun, according to reports, a 12-gauge shotgun. And Jared Ramos is in custody. He did not shoot at police. It's not clear what the specifics are, but they say there was no gunfire exchanged between Ramos and the police. He was taken into custody. He is alive. He is going to be facing 5 counts of first-degree murder, according to reports this morning. He is not cooperating with police at this moment in time, according to reports this morning. The grudge with the newspaper, which has been ongoing for years, was not nearly enough to keep the news media from going to town on this with their usual agenda. Not surprisingly, just like after the shooting of Gabrielle Giffords and the murder of a federal judge out there in Arizona by Jared Loughner, who was, of course, a George Bush-hating, Dick Cheney-hating, Donald Rumsfeld-hating lunatic, first and foremost a lunatic, who shot people up in the parking lot of a shopping mall in Arizona. The news media immediately tried to blame Sarah Palin for that, you may recall. And after the Boston Marathon bombing, the news media tried to blame, what did they try to blame? Patriots Day. It must have been Patriots because it was also Patriots Day and it was all their fault and it had to be white people. They were very excited when they found video of the bombers there and they thought they could blame it on white people. That was their thing. It's a sick news media that we have here. It truly is. And I'm going to get into all of that and all of just the craziness from the lame and corrupt news media with their agenda. They just can't keep it in their pants, as it were. Their agenda is so crazy and so virulent and so fervent. They're such fanatics. in the news media, that no amount of fact will deter them. On CNN this morning, and I'm going to get into this. I don't want to get too deeply into it right now. But the people at CNN, a disgraced former news organization, are this morning just going to town on Trump's rhetoric, which they know at this point had nothing to do with it, but that doesn't keep them from creating an atmosphere in which Trump is responsible for the mass murder yesterday, because that's what the news media does. They're not a legitimate news media. Chris Matthews is not a legitimate journalist. And for that matter, this John Berman, who hasn't been on the CNN morning show for long, has proved to be a complete and utter fraud and hack, a charlatan, a joke, a clown, and Allison Camerota sitting next to him is no better. But I'm going to get into all that stuff a bit later on. That is the big story, of course, of the day for a whole range of reasons, and it's a serious and big story, and I'm going to get into it. And I want to hear what you have to say about all that when we get to it a little bit later on. But there are so many different things swirling around. Yesterday on Capitol Hill, we had the House of Representatives grilling. They like to use that word, grilling. They like to over-inflate everything, dramatize everything. They did have a lively back-and-forth on a House hearing with the FBI Director Christopher Wray and the Deputy Attorney General of the United States, Rod Rosenstein. And he's a ferocious little Barney Fife of a guy, isn't he? It's quite interesting that he looks, and it's a... I don't want to make too much fun of him, but he does look like kind of a combination of Barney Fife and Joseph Goebbels. He's sort of a fine melding of the two, which is not necessarily a compliment any way you slice it. But he showed up tough yesterday. He was ferocious. He was fighting back. He's wagging his finger and all kinds of stuff like that. It was good stuff from him yesterday. And the back and forth, and there's just, it's crazy. It's crazy out there, but we'll get into all that good stuff and more today. The news media just disgraced themselves yesterday, and they're disgracing themselves again today. At MSNBC this morning, they're crestfallen, apparently, that they can't blame Trump. So on the Pigeon Sisters on Morning Joke this morning, they didn't, where's my note? They didn't even get to, I had some handwritten notes here. They didn't even mention the shooting in Annapolis. The 6 a.m. hour is their lead hour. They didn't mention Annapolis until 6:49. The hour was almost over because they were too busy attacking Trump and the hearing on Capitol Hill and attacking Trump over a variety of other things, attacking Trump. So for 49 minutes, they attacked Trump. Then they said, oh, yeah, by the way, there was a shooting in Annapolis yesterday. And then they went to commercial break, and they came back, and at 6:53 a.m., they actually started talking about the shooting in Annapolis. And they were done by 6:56. So it was 2.5 to 3 minutes they talked about, because it's not Trump's fault. And Donnie Deutsch tried to blame Trump for it. And even Mo, who was kind of depressed by it, said, well, looks like in this case we can't blame Trump. But that didn't keep MS from blaming Trump yesterday. You know, that's amazing. Barack Obama has weighed in on this, on the shooting in Annapolis. And in the usual productive way, I think, as you might expect from Barack Obama, the great uniter of America, the great racial polarizer, race, class, gender, 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 gender. I have to say that 58 times to catch up to the Democrats. Gender, gender division. Isn't it terrible? Yes, it is. So we have the hearing on Capitol Hill yesterday. Get to that. The Democrats in the media, which is kind of redundant, trying to blame everybody except the gunman. Once again, they're disappointed it wasn't an AR-15 because that's their favorite weapon to demonize. They found one link. They tried to link him to Trump because he apparently sent a letter a couple of years ago that mentioned Trump's name. Aha! The aha moment for the Democrats in the media to further polarize the country with fake news. It's an amazing story. It's not an amazing story because a lunatic who was apparently nuts, he's been on the police radar for some time, his online profile, as they say, clearly indicates that this guy's bad news. A woman who knows him said he's going to be your next mass shooter. You know, what was your 12th clue? and all this stuff. We'll get into all that. Okay, I'm getting into it now, but we'll get into all that stuff later, a little bit later on. All kinds of other things to get to. Also, Maxine Waters canceled an event, or has canceled a series of events, she says, over death threats. And at CNN carrying the water for her, Maxine Waters says she faced increased threats, cancels attending two events. Was she going to go and scream about attacking people at these two events? CNN is, of course, completely in the Maxine Waters camp on this and on all other issues. Representative Maxine Waters, a proud Democrat from California, I added those words to the CNN story, said Thursday she's seen an increase in threats since she made controversial comments last week encouraging protesters to heckle and harass members of Trump's cabinet in public spaces. The California Democrat canceled two scheduled appearances in Alabama and Texas. Why would she be invited? She's a California congresswoman. What kind of lunatics would invite her to Alabama or Texas or any place else for an event of any kind? This weekend, after saying she got threatening messages and hostile mail, well, welcome to the club, kitten, at her office, including, quote, one very serious death threat, end quote, on Monday from an individual in Texas. Well, we played audio yesterday of Amy Kramer of Women for Trump, who went on CNN, the organization that's typing up this press release for Maxine Waters, where she's gotten so many death threats that her life has been turned upside down. You know, the death threats are, and again, maybe if it weren't for the news media pointing fingers at Trump when Trump had nothing to do with it, maybe if it weren't for the news media using the Hitler, Nazi, Auschwitz thing all day, every day, maybe the temperature wouldn't have been turned up to 11. I know that's the volume, not the temperature, but nevertheless. And then CNN goes into a quote, which is funny. As the president, look, it's Trump's fault, has continued to lie and falsely claim that I am encouraging people to assault his supporters while also offering a veiled threat that I should be careful. Even more individuals are leaving threatening messages. They had to put threatening in parentheses because she probably misspelled it. Messages and sending hostile mail to my office. Well, you're not alone, Maxina. I mean, I got to tell you, ask Steve Scalise how he feels about the hostile rhetoric. How about that? There was one very serious death threat made against me on Monday from an individual in Texas, which is why my planned speaking engagement in Texas and Alabama were canceled this weekend. Another sick in there. This is just one of several very serious threats the United States Capitol Police are investigating, in which, and you know, but most people don't come out with press releases and call CNN and cancel events. But Maxine, you know, you're part of the problem. You really shouldn't complain about the problem when you're a central part of the problem. Just saying, you know. But that's Maxine, and that's CNN, and that's the Democrats. Isn't it wonderful? Yes, it is. And we keep hearing this rhetoric. I played a bunch of audio yesterday from MSNBC and probably from CNN also. And we've got members of Congress and stuff. We've got and members of the media, Chris Matthews and others. We've got to put our bodies on the line. Who is it that said we expect to? Who is it? Oh, it was Rachel Maddow saying, well, you got to put, we're expected to put our bodies on the line. The Democrats in the Senate are expected to put their bodies on the line. Bodies on the line, I say.
I think a lot of the Democratic base right now is going to expect them to all but lay their bodies on the line to stop the Senate rather than allow any nominee to go forward.
That's right. Well, now Michael Moore has weighed in. He's a Maddowite, you know. We have to, quote, put our bodies on the line, end quote, to stop the president. Now, you know, the Secret Service has got to be, you think Maxine Waters is getting more threats. Good God. Michael Moore on with Stephen Colbert, who has a deformed brain. He's got like Abby Normal's brain. If you had it in a jar or something like that, it'd be like Abby Normal's brain in a jar. Trump is not going to leave, Michael Moore predicted to Stephen Colbert. I love this, the Daily Beast. He predicted like he's Nostradamus. He's Gene Dixon over here. He predicted that to Stephen Colbert, urging Democrats to do everything they can to get him out. Well, this is exactly the kind of rhetoric I think we're looking for the coming together that liberals so desperately want. In 2004, Michael Moore released his documentary, Fahrenheit 9/11. Remember, that was a virulent anti-Bush movie. Rob Reiner has a new anti-Bush movie coming out. And I saw there's another anti-Reagan movie coming out, too, because the propaganda machine of the left never quits. They never sleep. They stay awake because of all the cocaine and the underage boys and sometimes girls. You know, that's keeps them up at night, so to speak. About the run-up to the Iraq War, that's not really what it was about. This September, he will premiere his latest film, Fahrenheit 11-9. So he's got a new one, 11, I get it, because there's the glory days. He's trying to recapture the halcyon days of yesteryear. You know how he is, isn't he amazing? He told Stephen Colbert that Donald Trump, the night Donald Trump was elected president, this is about how the hell we got in this situation and how we're going to get out of it. Yeah, you do some deep soul searching on that issue and get back to me in about 20 years on that, would you? After playing a clip of film in which he tries to infiltrate Mar-a-Lago, is that the one where the anti-Trump guy went and shot it up, or was that Doral? That was Doral. That was a different one where a Democrat went and shot the place up. Yeah. He said he went there as an Eagle Scout and a Catholic altar boy to confront the devil. See, this is the kind of rhetoric that dials things down. This is the Democrat Party being helpful with the rhetoric, you know. Yep. Our friends, our neighbors, the Democratic Party.
There's only one Chris Plant, The Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the power buying process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Racial approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
The national debt is now over $20 trillion. What happens next? Rising inflation drops in the dollar's value. Some experts say another crash is coming. You can fight this, not with stocks or bonds, but with gold and silver coins in an IRA from Augusta Precious Metals. Call 855-858-5807 and learn how an IRA backed by physical gold and silver can hedge against inflation. Call Augusta Precious Metals right now at 855-858-5807 and get a free gold IRA guide. Call 855-858-5807.
There's nothing small about your business. Your passion, your hours, your reputation, it's all huge. Your partnerships, even bigger. With Dell Small Business Technology Advisors, you'll get the tech, advice, and one-on-one partnership to help your business grow. Because with reliable Dell PCs with Intel Core processors, you can focus on what matters most, getting business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL to speak with an advisor today. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Why do we call it small business? Why not agile business, nimble business, dance circles around the big bulky behemoths business? Ooma Office, the small business phone solution, has a virtual receptionist to direct calls to the right extension and a mobile app to help you answer while away from the office. About all that's small really is the price, starting at only $19.95 a month. Visit Ooma.com, that's OOMA, or call 866-649-9377 to find out more. Ooma, the phone your small business deserves.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? The folks at Civic Tax Relief can help. Their professionals have over 25 years of experience negotiating with the IRS. That's critical. They know the policies, the procedures, and the right people to contact to save you the maximum amount of money. They will negotiate your IRS tax debt, plus protect you from bank levies and wage garnishments. Do not let the IRS take advantage of you. Call now for free information on the Fresh Start Initiative. Experienced tax professionals are standing by. They will listen to your situation, find out what you need, and give you all the ways they can help in the first free call. This information is free and could change your life. So call now, 800-955-8408. That's 800-955-8408. Call now, 800-955-8408. For free information and real help with the IRS, call 800-955-8408.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. It's a free service, and we've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad. There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-379-1174. That's 1-800-379-1174.
I think it's going to be almost like Spanish Civil War stuff. You watch the
okay,
next
so,
2 months.
Yeah, there's our news media. Yeah, looking at Michael Moore, these guys, and Stephen Colbert, they're fueling the crazy machine, I'll tell you that much. And Michael Moore is treated like he's some sort of authority on the social sciences and on American politics. He's treated like a senior statesman of some kind when he's a creosote-filled gas bag who's never been correct about anything in his life. Hugo Chavez-loving, Castro Brothers-loving mental case who makes hate films and is rewarded quite handily millions and millions of dollars for his little home movies of hate. But he's very twisted out of sorts. He says, and I kind of laughed reading this story today, he says that he cries every day when he watches the news, which is kind of gratifying, I think. He cries every day when he watches the news. That's what he said. Moore, who said he cries every single day when he watches the news, says he has to hold on to some shred of hope. This is why we need to get the Supreme Court appointment through before the midterm elections, because I want to take that shred of hope away from Michael Moore. Here's Michael Moore at home watching the news. Mike, can I have the remote? Come on, we know that's Hillary. We know that's not Michael Moore, that's Hillary. They do sound alike, crying on the couch watching the news. Hillary cries when she watches the news, too, because every day she sees Trump getting off of her helicopter, getting onto her plane, walking out of her house, getting out of her motorcade with her Secret Service detail. It's very, very distressing for Hillary. You can only imagine. It's a woman who spent her whole life sacrificing everything so she could get to the Oval Office. And now she's just drunk on a kitchen floor in Chappaqua, New York, in a house that her husband bought with his ill-gotten gains. It's sad. But it's funny, too. You know, you got to admit. You got to admit that Hillary's life is kind of funny. Then Michael Moore says, we don't want violence. And then in the next breath, he says, when are people going to get off the couch and rise up? Because rising up is not about violence. Sadly, Trump is not going to leave, he says.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
Thanks, Bob!
Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and, of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and open more doors? Get more value than ever before with free first-year tuition at Shasta College. If you're a first-time, full-time Shasta student, you're eligible. It's time to get more out of life. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply to get started. Take more classes, learn more skills, and have more fun with the money you save only at Shasta College. With free tuition at Shasta College for your first year, it's easier than ever to save more, do more, and be more. Visit shastacollege.edu/apply for eligibility requirements and to enroll.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is the place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Rodola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with a full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Rodola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Oh, yeah. So the creosote-filled gas bag, Michael Moore, on the television with crazy, lost-his-mind leftist Stephen Colbert. He used to be pretty funny, Colbert, but like so many of them, he's gone crazy. He's a crazy person now. He's a political fanatic. Yeah. He's on the television. He says, oh, we want to be peaceful. And then he immediately says, we need to get off the couch and rise up. What are you waiting for? So I guess he's sending what you might call mixed messages if you're in a high school relationship or something like that. It's just amazing what these people do with such casualness. They're extraordinary. Extraordinary. Talking about the violence. And he said he's not to incite people or anything. He says that children are being kidnapped and thrown in jail. Kidnapped, that's the word that he used, and thrown in jail. He said it would be nice if we lived in a world where Sarah Huckabee Sanders wouldn't be thrown out of a restaurant just because of policy differences. But that's not what's going on now, he said. We're not talking about political differences. We're talking about thousands of children being kidnapped and put in jails. Well, they're not being kidnapped and they're not being put in jails. Other than that, you know, it's good that you whip up your lunatic base into a frenzy, into a froth. Uh-huh. Because you don't want to end this in violence or any sort of really revolutionary confrontation. You want political change at the end of this. And do you have any hope for this? Stephen Colbert says. Do you have any hope? Any hope left? I hope that he doesn't have a shred of hope. And honestly, I mean, he's a disgusting pig of a person. He's like the Harvey Weinstein of politics, I think. When are people going to get off the couch and rise up? Sadly, Trump is not going to leave, he said. He plans to be reelected. He loves the term president for life. He loves the term president for life. That's what he said. He loves the term president. This is the rhetoric of mainstream Democrat Party, Hollywood Democrat Party, same thing. The only way we're going to stop this is eventually we're all going to have to put our bodies on the line. You know, nobody wants to see your body on the line, I can tell you that much. You're going to have to be willing to do this, he's saying to millions of people over the CBS television network. You have to be willing to do this. And he yelled at the audience, what would you do if they snatched your child from you? That's how we all have to start responding. This is fanning up fanaticism here. This is, you know, it's the dangerous rhetoric of the left, which is everyday rhetoric and perfectly accepted. It's considered entertainment. It's considered comedy, even, this kind of hatred. You know, there was a comedy show on a Time Warner-owned network, TBS, where Samantha Bee, on Full Frontal with Samantha Bee, called the first daughter a feckless beep, and that was all okay with the people at Time Warner. And this is the standard rhetoric of the left. And then some lunatic who is not angry about Trump at all shoots five people and murders five people, tragically, horribly, in Annapolis. And immediately they try to blame Trump. Boston Marathon, they tried to blame Republicans. Gabby Gifford, they tried to blame Sarah Palin and Republicans. It's a pattern now. It's a well-worn, well-established pattern of an extremely dishonest, corrupt, and politically zealous news media with no ethics, no journalistic standards. See New York Times Petri Dish, Ali Watkins, if you're looking for journalistic standards. See NBC News, Al Sharpton is one of their leading journalists over there. This is journalism. This is what they call it. Isn't it amazing? It truly is. Here's another story just out of sort of out of left field. But my friend Vince sent me this story yesterday. And it's a great one from WTSP. In Virginia, in the Associated Press in Virginia, New Zealand man, get a load of this one. New Zealand man shot trying to enter teen's Virginia home, sheriff says. Troy George Skinner, 25 years old, was shot after he allegedly smashed a glass door and tried to enter the home in Goochland, Virginia, said Sheriff James Agnew. The Associated Press reports, Now, this is my friend Vince said it to me, and he's like, why would anyone live a life without a gun in their house? Okay? And here's a home. I'm going to read you the story. Here's a home, family, mom, 14-year-old daughter, hanging out in Goochland, Virginia, safe, not a big city, no big city crime, you know, hopefully not a lot of MS-13, thanks to the Democrats importing them. But you're in Goochland, Virginia, you got a 14-year-old daughter, you think you're safe. You don't need a gun in the house. You've got a young child in the house. That would be dangerous to have a gun in the house. This is what Democrats would tell you. This is what the left, the anti-Second Amendment, anti-gun people would tell you. Now listen along if you will. A New Zealand man who traveled to the United States, in the home of a 14-year-old girl, had communicated with the young girl online, was shot by the girl's mother, the sheriff said Monday. Troy George Skinner, 25, was shot after he allegedly smashed a glass door and tried to enter the home in Goochland, Virginia, said Sheriff James Agnew. The Goochland County Sheriff said Skinner, this is the New Zealander, bought a knife and a roll of duct tape after arriving in the United States. Now, let me just pause there for a moment. These are what you'd call clues. You see, if you're Columbo or you're hot on the trail of a crime here. A guy from New Zealand is communicating online with this 14-year-old girl in Virginia, a lot like Anthony Weiner, you know, Democrat Congressman Anthony Weiner, the husband of Huma Weiner, you know, Hillary Clinton's faithful sidekick, wink, wink, if you know what I mean. So he arrived in the United States from New Zealand after communicating online with a 14-year-old girl in Virginia. First thing he does when he gets here is he buys a big old knife and a roll of duct tape. Huh. Well, would that indicate anything to you over there on the liberal, loony, protect MS-13, ban guns left? Just curious. The sheriff said the girl's mother saw the man trying to enter the home, warned him several times she had a gun. He continued to try to break in the home, tried to break in one door. She's got a gun. She's saying, I've got a gun. Get out of here. He goes around to a second door in the home. He smashes the glass out in the second door. Mom, being no fool, shoots the New Zealand SOB. And that's no slam on New Zealand. New Zealanders are, of course, lovely people and all that stuff. Warned him several times she had a gun. Then fired after he broke the glass on the second door he tried to open. Skinner, the New Zealander, was struck in the neck and remains hospitalized, according to authorities. The sheriff, Agnew, said, all I can say is the manner in which he attempted to enter that home in the face of a firearm pointed at him and the implements we recovered from him, meaning the duct tape and the knife, the only inference is that he had very bad intent. See, there, I like Sheriff Agnew. He's a common sense kind of guy. Agnew said Skinner will be charged with breaking and entering with a deadly weapon with intent to commit a serious crime. Now, if that isn't an argument in favor of having a firearm in your home, I don't know what is. Here's mom at home alone. Now, what happens if mom doesn't have a firearm? What happens in this scenario? Doesn't even say whether the 14-year-old girl is at home or not. Let's say she's not at home. This psychopath with the knife and the roll of duct tape, you know, it's like me, myself, and Irene, you know, when she opens the trunk and he's got a shovel and a bag of, what is it, lime, a shovel and a bag of lime, you know, duct tape and a, what an unbelievable story. So good on mom, what a great mom. So let's say the kid's not home, the kid's at school, the psychopath comes calling, mom is unarmed, he gets in, he smashes through the door, she doesn't have time to make a complete a call, he's got a giant knife and a roll of duct tape, what do you think he's up to? Mom's home alone, it ends badly for mom, and then creepy boys sitting there in the house waiting for the 14-year-old girl to come home. But that's not what happened, because mom had a firearm. And the big, strong man with a big knife, who flew all the way here from New Zealand, he's worse than Anthony Weiner. And you think Anthony Weiner had any duct tape in his, might have had some, they should have checked his apartment. You think they looked in his apartment for a knife? I bet he had knives and duct tape in his apartment. But this guy travels from halfway around the world to assail this 14-year-old girl. And also, you know, 14-year-old girls communicating with unknown men online. Show your daughters this story, because this is a pretty creepy one. But there it is. Pretty good argument in favor of keeping a firearm in the home, and mom or whoever is at home being able to use it. What if just the 14-year-old girl was home alone? Can she use the firearm? Or is she waiting for Psycho Boy from New Zealand to show up? Troy George Skinner, 25 years old, roll of duct tape. Are you kidding me? What are you talking about, you lunatics? You people are crazy. Listen, I've got some audio. I'm going to get to the shooting in Annapolis and all of the media madness on all of that. Let's go to soundbite number one in the meantime. Rod Rosenstein, the Deputy Attorney General of the United States of America, was on Capitol Hill yesterday, and he was taking questions really only from Republicans. Democrats had questions for him, and they were questions like, and they were just total BS questions from total BS hacks who are dishonest men, Democrats, who said, President Trump said there are 13 angry Democrats investigating him, talking about Robert Mueller's team of investigators. 13 of them are Democrat donors and Hillary supporters and things. On the record, we can see that on the record from their donations, things like that. So the Democrats, not being very bright as a general rule, asked Rod Rosenstein, so the president said that there are 13 angry Democrats investigating him. Are you an angry Democrat? And Rod, of course, that's not who the president's talking about, but that doesn't matter to the Democrats because they're dishonest. They're feckless people. And Rod Rosenstein said, well, no, I'm not angry and I'm not a Democrat. Oh, ho, ho, ho. See? Oh, ho, ho, ho. We just proved that President Trump's a liar. No, you proved that you're a liar, you dim-witted. Let's go to Jim Jordan and Rod Rosenstein. Stein? I think it's Stein. I think we've settled on Stein as a nation. But Rod Rosenstein was up there in Kevin. He was a ferocious kind of Barney Fife kind of guy. And he was taking umbrage, and I can see why. He's under attack. He's like, hey, I'm the Deputy Attorney General. I'm a big shot. I'm not the one who does the redacting here. People, minions, lower-level people do the redacting. And, of course, that's true. But as Jim Jordan pointed out, you know, you're the guy in charge, aren't you? You're the boss. Does the buck stop anywhere anymore? Or did that stop with Barack Obama? And now the buck just kind of keeps going and keeps going and never stops anywhere. Jim Jordan to Rod Rosenstein.
Mr. Rosenstein, why are you keeping information from Congress?
Congressman, I'm not keeping any information from Congress that it's appropriate.
In a few minutes, Mr. Rosenstein, think the House of Representatives is going to say something different.
I don't agree with you, Congressman. I don't believe that's what they're going to say. And if they do, they'll be mistaken.
I disagree, but I think in a few minutes the House of Representatives is going to go on record saying you haven't complied with requests from a separate and equal branch of government, that you haven't complied with subpoenas, and you got 7 days to get your act together. I think that's what's going to happen in a few. And that's not Jim Jordan. I think that's a majority of the House of Representatives. In just a few minutes, I think that's going to happen.
You know, their seven-day red line has become something of a laughingstock in town. Devin Nunes, God bless him, and Jim Jordan, God bless him. They keep throwing out this, this time we really mean it. If you don't hand it over by Wednesday, if you don't hand it over by Friday, and this has been going on for months and months, our deadline, and we mean it this time, you're grounded, mister. You know, this is just going nowhere. So I don't take Jim Jordan's threat seriously, and neither does the Department of Justice.
I want to know why you won't give us what we've asked for.
Sir, I certainly hope that your colleagues are not under that impression. That is not accurate, sir.
And it is accurate. We have caught you hiding
Mr. Chairman, can we allow
Rosenstein?
The witness to answer?
Oh, no. And then the Democrats, Chairman, you got to let him answer the question. You know, it's my time. I can use it filibustering if I want to. Jim Jordan and Rod Rosenstein.
Let me make this one point, then I'll let you answer.
Mr. Jordan, I'd like
to make this one point,
sir,
where we've caught you hiding information. Then you can...
Your statement that I'm personally keeping information from you, trying to conceal information.
You're the boss, Mr. Rosenstein.
That's correct. And my job is to make sure that we respond to your concerns. We have, sir. Now, I've appointed Mr. Lausch, who is managing that production. And my understanding is it's actually going very well, sir. But your use of this to attack me personally
is wrong.
Well, oh, now it's getting personal. You attack me personally. Why? By saying you're in charge and we're not getting the stuff that we want and the Constitution requires. And they've been redacting. They've been caught redacting things where they get the redacted version of the document. Then later on, months later, they get the unredacted version. And it turns out there is no national security involved at all. It's just embarrassing to the FBI or to the Department of Justice or to the Obama administration.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. May the witness be permitted to answer the question?
It's not personal. I appreciate your service. It's not personal. We just want the information.
Mr. Stern, I appreciate you saying it isn't personal. Sometimes it feels that way.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's it's supposed to. You're being grilled on Capitol Hill like a Schnitzelgruben.
Mr. Rosenstein, did you threaten staffers on the House Intelligence Committee? Media reports indicate you did.
Media reports are mistaken.
Sometimes. But this is what they said. Having the nation's number one law enforcement officer threatened to subpoena your calls and emails is downright chilling. Did you threaten to subpoena their calls and emails?
No, sir, and there's no way to subpoena phone calls.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying.
Democrats in the audience, and that's what it is now. It's a studio audience. There's no way to subpoena phone calls. That's a crock. That's a semantic dodge. By Rosenstein, you subpoena the records, now you know who they're talking to and for how long and at what time and all of that good stuff. And then, you know, if you want, you can go to your pals at the NSA and they can scoop it up from that giant hard drive in Utah that's the size of Kansas City. Isn't it amazing? So, truth is, it didn't really get very far yesterday, but there was some fun theater involved. Also, how many leftists were arrested in Washington yesterday? You know, it was the Women's March. They got precious little attention. It's like a tree being arrested in the forest at this point.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments, and that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new Crispy Colonel Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you can spend $5 on a new KFC Crispy Colonel Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the new Crispy Colonel Sandwich and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws
us that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-735-8360. That's 800-735-8360. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-735-8360.
Are you behind on your federal student loan payments? You may qualify to have your entire student loan forgiven with one free call. That's right, if you're a teacher, police officer, firefighter, or work for a nonprofit, federal programs are still available to have your entire student loan forgiven. Student Loan Options wants to give you free information on all the programs that can help. Call now, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311, 800-374-0311.
Spring showers bring more than flowers. They also bring that familiar musty smell to your basement, usually caused by too much moisture, molds, and mildew. Don't bother with a dehumidifier. It just circulates the same unhealthy air. Now there's a better way to remove damp, musty air and harmful pollutants. It's with the Wave Moisture Control Unit. Wave can transform your home into a drier, healthier environment. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, visit dryhome123.com. That's dryhome123.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Call 800-523-3493. That's 800-523-3493. Again, 800-523-3493.
I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
A gang of leftists arrested in the Hart Senate office building yesterday. They were protesting something that's already been halted, and that is the zero tolerance policy of the Trump administration for people violating our laws. The Democrats are against laws. They're against borders. They want to abolish ICE. About 575 of them were arrested on Capitol Hill yesterday, and then they were completely ignored because of the shooting in Annapolis, and the news media forgot about them. But they're going to come back, so and I'm going to get to a little bit of that later on, too. But first, I want to get to another soundbite. Trey Gowdy yesterday with Rod Rosenstein and Christopher Wray, the FBI director, coming at him with a little of this and a little of that.
Hey, present it to the damn group. Russia attacked this country. They should be the target, but Russia isn't being hurt by this investigation right now. We are. This country is being hurt by it. We are being divided. We've seen the bias. We've seen the bias. We need to see the evidence. If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the damn grand jury. If you have evidence that this president acted inappropriately, present it to the American people. There's an old saying that justice delayed is justice denied. I think right now all of us are being denied. Whatever you got, finish it the hell up, because this country is being torn apart.
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty good advice. And the response that we got from Rod Rosenstein and Christopher Wray, Rod Rosenstein in particular, and look, they're just kind of, you know, nose into the wind, going in, doing their business every day, and it takes forever and ever and ever, and they're government bureaucratic apparatchiks, and they don't see any harm in just taking it all, taking all the time in the world to get to your conclusions eventually. But in the meantime, I think everybody is beginning to recognize that the tension level in the country has reached a point where responsible adults should probably be aware and perhaps even take some action in terms of ratcheting things down. Speaking of that, shooting in Annapolis yesterday, media goes crazy.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.